One-shots, different games, one shot at a time.
For entire generations of people now, gaming is as much a part of the fabric of their reality as television, films, books, music, and any other form of entertainment medium. Continue is a magazine for the gaming community, the global gaming community. Not just video and computer games, but board games, card games, role-playing games, alternate reality games, and anything that falls into the category of humans engaging to have fun. A celebration of gaming. Everything we love about this mad entertainment sector. Continue Magazine at www.continuemag.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Okay. Hello, everyone. It is the first game of CampCon.
Awesome.
I know, it's awesome.
Yay.
And if you could, right now, we're playing... This is Nathan Pankey. I'm running Microlite 20 No Holds Barred at CampCon 2012. And if you guys could, I'm going to put Brian on the spot.
Boris, I am Boris the Dwarf.
Boris the Dwarf.
The singing bass.
And we all know they're all bards. There's no half classes. It's all bards. So we have Boris.
I am Imp.
Imp. And what are you?
I'm a bard.
He's fourth. What race?
Oh, you want to know race, too. Half elf.
Half elf.
Seamos. Gnomish bard.
No, oh my gosh. This is going to be fun already.
I am Clack. I play drum.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I'm Lizard Man.
Lizard Man. Okay, who else we got?
I'm Alcan. I'm half elf.
Half elf. Well, yeah, you're half elf.
I am Frank. The human bard.
Frank the human bard. Okay, just so you guys know, we kind of went over this, we've already done character creation, but just so you guys know, the way the system works is super, super simple. It's basically a D20 derivative. It's just the SDR, just very much condensed down. Just take a lot of the skills out, take a lot of that out. It basically has three stats, your strength, your dex, and your mind, and it has five skills. It has physical, subterfuge, knowledge, communication, and survival. And basically, the way that you're going to do this is anytime you want to do anything, your attack, you guys understand already, you're just going to take your attack bonus, which is just going to be your level plus a d20 plus whatever you have the attack bonus with, you know, dex or whatever. So you're going to roll that, and then you're going to add a modifier. Anytime you want to do a skill, if you can justify the two things working together, it can be done. If you can justify it. So you can take your strength modifier and your subterfuge modifier, if you want to put them together and say, I'm trying to do something sneaky, stealthy, thief-like, and I want to add these two modifiers together. So your skills are basically your stat modifier and your skill modifier added together. And then the same thing applies to saving throws. So your AC is kind of a duh. It's 10 plus whatever your armor bonus is, plus whatever your dex bonus is. But your saving throws, for example... For example, is... Trying to get it here. So the saving throw would be basically physical plus strength or dex for fortitude or reflex. That's a duh. You know, it's your physical plus your strength if you're trying to resist something, or your dex if you're trying to resist something. And then your mind plus... your will save is just going to be your mind plus your level, which is basically your mind stat plus... one. So you at least have that going for you, which is good. Because, well, maybe not you. Maybe not the Lizard Man. Because that's, yeah.
Let's exactly. Turn the Lizard Man and send him in.
So we have some, I have some tokens right here for, you want to take this here? I think I gave you the dwarf.
I am the dwarf.
But I have some tokens right here if you guys just want to go through them and find whatever is sort of the closest to what you are.
You only have one dwarf, right?
Well, he seems impish.
There's never been heard to be more than one dwarf bard.
Well, here you go.
This is Avabar. Where all the avatar creatures are bards.
All bards, all the time.
As long as you know who your character is, and I can kind
of
see it.
Maybe if I'm not, Francine instead of Frank.
You're maybe Francine. Wow. The most beautiful girl in the world. Maybe.
Francis with an E.
There we go, Francis.
Frank E.
Francis, there we go.
Yeah.
That's a pretty soft name.
I'm Francis. I'm Francis.
That'll really put some fear in him.
Fear of Francis. Well, as you guys know, basically, there is no... you're not putting the fear of anybody in anybody. Okay, so that's basic. That's just basic rule stuff. Super, super simple. Roll a d20, add modifiers, and that's going to kind of be your outcome against a basic DC. You know what I mean? Just basic DC stuff. Higher is better. Noah is loud. As usual. No, you're all good.
You're loud, too.
I'm loud, too. It's true.
I didn't give you guys gear. Don't worry about the gear.
So, we will begin. The Dome of IC. No, the Dome of In Character. Which is something we used to always do. So the party are a group of musicians, as you guys know, that have the wedding gig of a lifetime. Which is kind of where we're starting from. You are all musicians. You've been in a band all together for probably a couple of years. Somehow this rather. Perfect. Beautiful.
So we're not playing for the king.
Well, in her mind, it is the most beautiful thing anyone has ever heard. Ever.
My mother always told me so.
My mother had me show up for Big City Idol. And she told me to come here and try out. I'm awesome. So the past few years have found you in hard times. War between the two kingdoms have made it hard to find a gig. And as a bard, this is bad news. Mostly because you suck at fighting. Which is what everybody does in war. And you guys didn't do much of that. Because you suck at that. Most of you have turned to thievery, gambling, or other nefarious acts to keep yourselves clothed and fed. But times are changing. The war has ended, and peace is being solidified through the marriages of the Princess of Big Cydia and the Prince of Huge Utopia. Heralds of the soon-to-be United Kingdom have been sent out to find the greatest, or at least the most cost-efficient, wedding musicians to celebrate this great day of unification. This is the gig of the century and will pay out huge. This is especially good news for you because most of you are in outstanding debt and some of you have a bounty on your heads. You were told to meet the wedding planner around lunchtime in the Grand Court, and you have just arrived at the gates of Big City.
This good gig.
Good gig.
We get it.
It's very, very good gig.
This could be our big break.
Yes. I think something's going to break.
Yes,
you want to break something?
Something will break.
Go break something over there.
Okay. I'll pull up some plans.
So you guys, as you can tell, this is a very much generic fantasy trope city. Very large. You come to the gates, and it seems really strange because you've come to the gates walking up in your fine clothing, some of you. In your fine clothing.
Clothes? Clothes.
Presentation is everything.
It is true. So you guys come to the gates, and it's actually quite interesting. The gates are shut, and there seems to be, you can hear, give me a perception roll. So that's going to be your mind. That's going to be your mind plus, I think, either physical or communication.
Wait, is my mind a 2 then? Because I have plus 3.
So it's going to be your bonus. It's going to be whatever your modifier is.
Modifier or bonus? Because that's important.
No,
your modifier. Whatever your modifier plus physical.
Or mind plus...
Mind plus physical.
Or communication?
No, because you're not hearing anything. It's just you looking. Well, it's you using your eyes or ears or whatever. Anybody that go over a 10.
Okay, I'm
yes.
Barely.
As you guys are standing there... It's interesting because you can tell the gates are closed, which is, I mean, this is a huge festive occasion. I mean, there's still banners up of the two colors, which are the two colors of every nation, red and blue, because they hate our green, if you're Red Dwarf. The blue hats and the red hats all come to each other.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you have the two banners that are right and left, you know, the blue ones and the red ones, and there you can tell they're doing this big gigantic unification celebration.
Either red or blue, one or the other?
One or the other.
Okay,
which becomes green. So
there's a green hat too?
Maybe there's a green hat.
I gotta roll one up, see what I am.
Exactly.
Blue, or...
exactly. What are you?
I'm blue.
Okay, blue.
I have to tell you, but red and blue don't come to green.
Well, in my world, they don't red. Become purple. They become green.
Oh.
So.
I'm a blue hat.
You're a blue hat.
I'm
so
a red hat.
We're gonna say that. Listen, the musicians union or guild is over, Kingdom, because that's the way you guys got to get paid, and that's the slogan of the day.
I take mine off when I see the reds.
Well, no, the reds and the blues, we're coming together. There's no more war. There's no more war. We're all together. This is the big wedding. We are going to be one.
And the truth is, when I'm singing for the reds, I turn inside out. Oh, red hat.
And so, yeah, the USO stuff is kind of where you guys made most of your money, you know, going to the troops and singing your songs. And, you know, they wanted to leave and fight after they heard you.
I was going
to
say.
They didn't mind dying after they heard those songs. And so the gates close. The guards, there's not even guards down, but you can hear commotion coming over the inside the keep. I mean, it's large, but you guys are at the main gates with a little, you know, drawbridge slash. The bridge is down, but the gates are closed, and you guys are just there. What do you do?
Hello, hello, anybody there?
How tall are? What are you?
I'm a half elf.
Half elf. Okay, so you guys are both half elves. We're gonna say you guys are twins.
He's the dumb one.
Are you? What's your mind?
Oh,
we're the same.
Yeah.
He's okay, the dumb one.
You tell people.
Who's stronger? Exactly. He's the dumb one. That's what you
half
say.
Half elves, identical half elves, and you're fine.
That means together. And play one elf.
Exactly.
It will blow your mind.
It will blow your mind.
Sorry too.
Well, they always did love you best.
It's true. She did. This is why he thinks you're stupid.
I feel a prophecy coming on.
Oh no.
You're the first to die.
And at that point, you guys all start getting the money out, seeing if it's going to be true. And you're hoping it's true, because you'll make the most money.
I was hoping it was going to be the noisy one.
I think that's your boss.
And I get to be the boss.
Exactly. So at this point, you guys are knocking on the door. You're all kind of trying to get on. The gnome is trying to climb on. There's this funny, like, human ladder thing going on. Uh-oh. Not human. Humanoid ladder
bottom.
Thing
I'll
going on.
I'm tall, so.
And so you guys are trying to look around, and all of a sudden this little... door thing opens up, and this old, very old guard, which is interesting, it's a very old guard. I think this is an old guard. Opens up and goes, "What do you want, fairies?"
We're the band.
Get a band. Yes. You're not from
We're ready to rock.
We're here for the wedding.
You're not from around here, are you?
We gave it away.
We're here for everyone to make merry.
What's going on? Make merry. You guys don't know what happened, do you?
No.
Something happened?
Something's always happening. Something's always happening in Fantasyland. So, at that moment...
Sure. Well, open the door and let us in.
Where's your credentials? Oh, yes, you... You are the band. And so you guys start playing this song, and he's just like, okay, you guys, you are the band. Okay.
I'm thinking like a bad wedding, you know? Bad wedding band.
Yes.
Like, can kind of play a little of everything, but it's...
They isn't good at anything. Yeah. They play a little of everything.
They're like...
They were just good enough to make it out of Fantasy High School Band. Yeah. You know? You guys are band geeks.
Like 40 and 50 years old.
Yeah. Well, and Lizard Man here was really geeky. Because in Lizard Man, they don't even have band. They don't even have school. So, really geeky. No, not so awesome.
As a dwarf, I was...
Listen, as a lizard man, there's only two jobs. And that's to be a fighter and get killed. And that's to be a bard and get killed. So...
As a dwarf, I was in the underground band.
Yes, you were. You're an indie, an underground band. The underground
rock band.
Yeah, the hard rock band. Exactly.
Everyone hates my guts, so...
No, it's... Not everyone, just your brother. And the prophet.
I didn't hate your guts, but maybe your brother might. The gods hate your brother.
Maybe the Lord may influence.
The gods have heard your prayer. So at that moment, this god goes, oh, well, you need to come in. There's a lot of commotion going on. Just come in. Opens the door, and as you open the door, you can see the main market is a wreck. What you didn't notice before is there is kind of fire going on in the market right now. And you guys can see, oh my gosh, like, there's...
What kind of concert was last night?
Slam band.
Obviously a good one.
Well, I mean, there's just tables overturned, carts overturned, just the market, you know, just people screaming. I mean, it was kind of quiet from the gate. You open it up and it's just like, wah! There's like all these people just screaming, running around. And you can see, just across the way that there is the what you suspect to be the wedding planner, because the wedding planner is going nuts. She's just like, I think it's a she. Just freaking out.
Is that Francis the wedding
planner? No.
Hi, Francis.
Yeah, it's the other Francis.
Francine.
I like Francis. So.
They're both Francis.
Okay.
You never know.
Francis.
So basically, you can see the wedding planner from across the way. What do you do?
Everybody, we need a soothing tune to bring
tranquility. It's the axe, literally. It's the axe,
yeah,
the battle axe
right,
guitar.
Right. Just call me. My other one, sometimes known as Axel Rose.
That's your nom de guerre.
Please tell me we're getting paid for this.
Yes.
Only if we show wedding planner good, we good.
Be very good.
Yeah, so...
Freedom rock, dude!
You can tell she's going crazy, and that you can tell that there are advisors that are both wearing blue and advisors that are both wearing red. And these advisors, you can tell, are just kind of trying whatever, and she's just over there. So yeah,
if we have any chance of getting paid, we must.
Yes. Better go introduce ourselves.
Yes.
We're the band.
Good introduction. Let's play.
Hello, we're here to be paid. I mean, play.
I want to find out where the bar is going to be. Are drinks part of the gig?
I hope so.
If I get paid in free drinks, I'll drink my money's worth.
So, hello, you can calm down now. The entertainment's here.
She has the very powdered wig for a woman, which is kind of weird. You think it's a woman? It's a very powdered wig, and she's very done up.
Oh my gosh, you must be the band. I have terrible, terrible news for you. It's horrible, horrible news.
It's okay.
You're not getting paid.
Band here.
Yes. No,
you didn't get our first class suite?
No.
Not paid?
Not paid.
Why are we here then?
None of us are getting paid. And so
I play a funeral dirge.
I'll start crying. So
no, and she just goes and continues and says, the bride and the groom and the wedding party were kidnapped.
Oh, well.
They were kidnapped.
Try not to be too upset.
And then
no
and they look
pray.
At you. They look at you and go, there's no money.
No!
This is a travesty.
No pay.
You do
no
something.
No play.
You do something. Go get.
And she goes,
Find somebody else to get married.
Evil, 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 evil creatures. It was horrible orcs. No offense.
No, a lizard man. Not
horrible, horrible goblins. No offense.
Horrible goblins.
Those horrible, horrible kobolds. And she looks at the dwarf for no reason and says, no offense.
You don't get out much, do you?
Are you crying? And what time of the day is this?
It's around lunchtime.
Okay, I'm going to pull out something on the flask out.
It's flask 30 right now.
It's already been flask 30 for a few
hours. Yes, for a while.
The city guard are obviously going to rescue them, right? And then we'll have the wedding, right?
Yes. They've sent the captains and the guards and the greatest, finest heroes of both kingdoms. You might have heard of some of them. You might have heard of Sir James Hatfield, the Metallic.
Oh, the Metallic.
Ah, yes.
Sir James Hatfield, the Metallic. You've heard of the great cleric, Father Dio, the Holy Diver.
Of course.
Have you heard of the Mad Mage of Osborne?
Yes, yes, yes.
And you might have heard of Alice Cooperstein, the Patchwork Man. Our greatest, finest, finest, finest hero. What? Our finest heroes of the land. They've all been sent to rescue, but until then there's no wedding. So your prayers and your whatever you can do to bring to
is
peace.
Is the Princess Alice, is she in chains?
No, yes, she is. At this moment, Princess Alice is in chains. In Mount Dread. So, at this moment, she says, well, come with me, come to the, come and I'll bring you guys in. And as she starts to turn, this gigantic, and mind you, she tells you this has been just a little bit ago. Like, mind you, it was probably a day or two ago this happened. And this gigantic, huge, large, black dragon. You feel. Actually, give me a perception check. So mind plus physical.
Yeah. 11.
20.
5.
Negative 1.
Negative 1. Yes, you are. Playing your drum.
Yes.
That's all you want to do.
Right.
Okay, anything over 10. Because this is just basic.
11. Yeah, I got a 20.
Your passive will be better, I guess.
So, money.
You feel, anyone over 10, you can feel just your flowing locks being blown in the wind, and there's this
my beard
almost
is like...
sulfuric stench. Somebody stepped on a duck, and this sulfuric stench just envelops you. It's just, and you guys see at this point a shadow cast over the entire market. I mean, four times big as this room.
I cast magic! Yes!
Magic. I'm gonna look to hide. Where can I hide?
Fear me!
This giant, as you look up, you can see it's this giant black dragon. And it's weird because this giant black dragon's face is sort of painted, and its tongue is really long. It's like really long tongue.
You're the wedding guest,
and
right?
And roll, give me a common knowledge, so mind plus knowledge, bardic knowledge. But you guys get a plus two, too. It's on your face. You get a plus two. Anybody over a 12?
Oh, I got 11.
Nobody over 12?
I got 12.
So one of the people comes and nudges all of you at the same time for some reason and goes, it's the evil black dragon Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons! Watch out for the tongue!
That's Doron Fane.
Exactly. And he just flies in and you see
the kiss of death.
The kiss of death. That's what he's known.
Instead of a tail attack, he's got a tongue attack.
Yeah, he doesn't have a sweeping tail, he has a sweeping tongue. And so, this giant black dragon, he drops. I mean, he's really big. I mean, this is the biggest thing you've ever seen.
We could sell the scales.
We could sell the scales if you could get anywhere near him. So, he drops, it seems like, more than a dozen. Just guards. More than a dozen blues and reds. Just drops them. Boom, boom, boom. Just fall. On the ground. And he looks at you, and his breath, as he opens his mouth, just...
No Listerine where I come from.
Rock the anti-Listerine. Yes,
he does have anti-Listerine.
Run away! Run away! Run away!
As you are quivering among the ruins, the burning ruins of the market, he looks down and basically says, is this all you have to offer? Actually, he says it really calmly, because Gene Simmons is kind of like that. Is this it? In the most draconic voice you can imagine, is this all you got? And he actually drops, you can see some trinkets, clack, click, clack, you know, ping pong, whatever you want to say, the noises that trinkets make when they hit the ground, and basically they fall, and you can see, give me another knowledge roll, anything over 10, you're okay, you're crazy.
Trinkets,
exactly. That's all you can think.
That's all I'm thinking about.
I have 14
instruments. What do we add to it? Knowledge?
So you, it's basically your knowledge plus mind. Okay. So zero plus
20.
Two. 20, perfect.
19.
So you're very clear. Anybody over
trinkets.
13.
The dwarf likes trinkets.
Anybody over 13, you know that these are the trinkets. These are the emblems, the medals, the awards that these great heroes, Sir James Hatfield, the Metallic, these great heroes, Father Dio, the Holy Diver.
They became lunch.
Their trinkets have fallen.
No bodies.
Blood stained. I mean, just clung. They fall, and you guys are like,
whoa.
It's crazy. I mean, these things are falling over the ground. And he goes, is this really, really the best that you have right here?
We'll sing you a song and hopefully.
Yeah.
Maybe we can.
And he says in this calming voice, "If you got more, send them my way, Mondred, right over there. You see it. And as it pans, you can see from the bright and shining sun, the smoke and lightning, and there's this giant mountain that's just black and
I just
evil.
Love the mood music with that.
High music, we scare away.
scary.
I should have listened to my father. He told me I had to be a blacksmith.
Well, you used it to make an instrument of music, a weapon of rocking people's minds.
A weapon of mass
destruction.
Freeing
minds of people. Freeing people's minds, man. That's what I do. So, he gives one last flap and flies off, and you can see him go in the distance. Trashicorn! You can see him go in the distance, fly off to Mount Dread. And at that moment, everyone in the crowd, everyone who's been watching, the single tear flows from the wedding planner's eyes, just flows right down the cheek, and everyone has a moment of silence that's deafening.
I'm crying too, we're never getting paid.
And she just, oh, and you can tell everyone in unison starts doing the Lucy. I love Lucy. Disgusting, horrible sound that no one ever wants to hear. It's annoying all of you. You all lose sanity points.
Oh, well. That's it. Can you point us to the closest inn?
As you go to drown your sorrows.
You think I'm staying in this town, you're crazy.
As you go to drown your sorrows in something, anything, you, the wedding planner says, the kings want to see you. The kings want to see you. Come inside. Come inside.
There's more than one?
Well, there's two kingdoms.
There's two kingdoms.
Yeah, but still, that's kind of strange.
I'll go check out the embassy.
You don't think anything in twos are strange.
I want to check out the emblems.
Yes, I do.
I'll be sure to pick up the emblems.
Emblems, yeah. I mean, you can fight the gnome over it.
I'm already up.
Okay, give me a
Dex
plus.
Did you notice him fall?
Hey, yes. He actually was the first one to look at me. Give me a Dex plus physical. Give me a Dex both of you. Give me a Dex plus physical.
What? Do we have any of Bias physical? 12.
15.
What do you got?
Gets there faster.
He gets there faster. Can you give me a mind? Give me a mind plus. Give me a mind plus physical, just to kind of see something.
7.
Yeah. No. You can. He swipes them and puts them somewhere you don't know where they're at. So you're pretty clear, but he does have them, and you're pretty sure you can probably get them from him somehow. You don't know.
Free James Hetfield. Sir James.
My idol had your posters on my...
Give me flame, give me fire. So, you guys are brought into the throne room. The throne room has been dressed up. It's been set up for a wedding ceremony. You can tell the high priest of the kingdom is there. His hat's really big. It's really big, like bigger than him. He needs two people to help stabilize it. So big. Well, you guys are brought in, and both of the kings, very stereotypical in nature. One is very fat, and one is very thin. And their wife is very fat, and his wife is very thin. And they have the curly locks, and I mean, it's the curly locks and everything. And they are, the wives are crying, and the kings are weeping, and they come to you, and they come, and the one king who is of the big city of the blue hats, and he sees your blue hat, and he comes and he says, I am very powerful and strong. I'm a very, very strong man. Very strong man. Very proud.
Skinny one.
I'm a very, very proud man. This is the big fat one.
Okay.
He says, I'm very proud, man. And I do not do this often. But I am asking you, help me. Help me. We need peace in this kingdom. And the only way to get peace is by my amazing daughter marrying this man's son. This is the only way it can happen. Help me. And the other king comes up.
The king with the skinny son.
The skinny,
and the bride.
Yes, it's just a flip-flop. It's all good. It's all good. So the other king comes up
He's very skinny, very little. And he goes,
that's right. I need some hair.
So you need someone to find you some heroes.
You need a hero.
Hero.
We'll go along
we
and
need a
sing
hero.
About their glorious
savior to the morning light.
So, no, but they're like,
you are our only hope.
God, you're in trouble.
You seem
he
to
does not hear that.
You seem to. There seems to be a confusion of identities here.
We're bards.
I don't think you understand, sir.
We're bards.
If you needed someone to do a memorial concert, we're your people.
Well, I. And then the other king goes over, and the wives they just are bawling.
I've written some songs about you.
And they're just like, just please help us. And all of you, deep down inside, you feel something. And that feeling is greed.
I was going to write a song. I was thinking that this Gene Simmons has the money, and I was going to write some for him.
But you realize that it's true. This is the biggest gig. And you're fairly sure that all of you need this money really badly. Very, very badly.
Yeah, my flask is getting low.
And they say to you, listen, we will give all of you double what we promised.
Double
we will give
nothing.
You all the free... No, they were going to give you something. They were like, we will give you all the free ale you can drink. We'll give you all the... Whatever humans like.
I want my own personal assistant. I want a trailer. I want... I want every day. I want every day... Yeah, you know, I want M&Ms that are only green.
Only yes. Green M&Ms.
I only want green M&Ms.
I want a puppy. Yes. And so this little exchange goes on for a little bit. It's much like the scene from Sneakers or from the much you would not know what I'm talking about or Armageddon where they want their wish and he wants the one guy. What was his name from Sneakers? Whistler.
Wanted to win
the blind guy. He wanted no. He wanted world peace and goodwill towards man. And he goes, I can't do that. He goes, give it to him. So this goes on and on and on, as far as what you guys want. And they're like, yes, we will give you anything, anything. Please, please, your only hope. The rest of us are old and weak, and I know that you guys are useless, but you're more useful than us. I don't know if they say that, but that's what you feel. I think that's what you feel. There's some things lost in the translation. So, they take you to the armory. We have a montage at this point.
The armory.
Because it's a montage. So you guys go get your montage going on. And they're trying to put armor on you guys. It either doesn't quite fit. But the real clue is, or the real truth is, none of you are trained in any of that armor. So it doesn't work. They try to give you big swords. You can't use them.
We don't need them.
Yes, you guys don't need them.
We don't need no stinking swords.
We will free them with the power of song.
Exactly.
I'm going to feed them my brother.
Run away and talk how great it was.
Yes.
What we do is we dip your brother in poison.
And then feed it.
And at this point, the high priest of the kingdom... with the gigantic hat, is like, let us pray. And he bows his head. And at that moment, he goes, let us bless your quest. It will be very, very fearful, fruitful. And as he does this, it's almost as if the sky opens up. And there's a great beam.
music from Little Mermaid plays. And there's this beam, exactly, she can sing it. And there's this giant beam. And on that beam, coming down from the giant beam, are six white-robed figures. That's weird, isn't it? It's almost like it's coincidence or something.
Can you get them? Their future self saying, don't do this.
Us from heaven being like,
you're already
dead
and you don't know it. No, there are six of these, and all that you know, and the priest bows, and they all bow. And give me another just common knowledge check, so mind plus knowledge.
Yeah, nice. I'm good at rolling eights.
21.
Never seen him before in my life.
Everyone is bowing except the dwarf, who looks like he's bowing because he's so short.
I got 21. Where are these?
Yes. So who got over 10? Who got over 15?
Me.
Yeah, I got over 10. I got 11.
Okay,
got
11. So a 10 at common knowledge. Who got the 21? You know for a fact that these are the rock gods. The gods of rock and roll who have descended upon you. And you know who this is. They are the patron. They are the patron god of rock.
Saint Elvis.
These guys are going to put together that CD that they show on TV.
Exactly. So, you guys show up. You guys, they come down. There's people bowing, and they go, yes. And as you bow, he says, thank you very much. And he's there, and he goes,
Elvis is in the building.
He is here. And he's not Elvish. But he is Elvish.
He's half Elvish.
He's half Elvish. Half Elvis. Weird.
But is he the young Elvis or the old Elvis?
Does it matter?
You know, he's the perfect Elvis. Whatever that is in your mind, that's what he is.
Okay. So he's slender.
He's got
bodysuits.
He's got elvish blue suede shoes.
Elvish blue suede shoes. So he comes down. It's sparkly, and you can tell it's the sequins that are shining upon all of you, the great light. So he comes down, he goes, us the rock gods here, we've heard you cry. We've heard you plead. He goes, this unification is in our greater benefit. But you know that we as gods cannot change what happens on this world. We have to use our servants, the most wonderful of all classes in any fantasy trope, the bard.
The bard.
To change history. He goes, we have vested interest in this. We know that you guys suck so much. So we've come to help you. And each one of them goes around and hands each of you. He goes, take these holy instruments and use them wisely. He gives to you
the flute of healing herald.
And let's see. I already know what your two are.
Let me guess, an axe.
He's going to give to you.
You get the drums. You get the drums.
What is it?
The Lyre of Answered Prayer.
Yours is?
The Timbrel of Distant Thunder.
Yours is
drums, I bet.
The Harp of Sleepy Slumber.
No.
Ooh, the cymbals of crashing thunder.
And you can make it whatever you want, but that's what I got.
Oh, the lute of entangling vine?
Fine. Yeah, you can read it. So he says, I give you these weapons. I give you these instruments of awesomeness from us rock gods.
I'll bow so low my beard touches the floor.
Oh my God.
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Yeah, we know you're not worthy.
So,
Bard's incredible adventure.
So, you guys, and as you touch each one of these instruments, they glow. They just are exuding. Yes. There's a beautiful, beautiful slow-mo shot of you receiving each of these, and it plays that beautiful, beautiful sound. It is. It's a beautiful, beautiful song. So they said, we the gods bless, rock gods, we bless what you're doing. And we say, go forth and try not to die, please. Make us look real, real bad. Real bad.
Good rock stars always die young.
Yeah, at least 21. So,
but you're not good ones.
You probably live a long, long time and have to play at casinos and state fairs.
Die young, better.
So at that point he goes, yeah, and you can say it after he's done. He kind of goes, click, click, hits on the floor, and it seems like a platform lifts him back up, and you hear the ominous phrase,
Elvis has left the building.
You can say it all together.
Elvis
has left the building. And,
I guess I did average mind. I can remember that.
You do. With that, I'm going to just take a short just break, and you can just go to the restroom, whatever.
Oh, God.
Okay,
that's true.
So we're back. You guys got your snacks, your drinks, awesome. So, you guys have just received your holy divine instruments of destruction and or something else useful in combat. Something else useful in combat. And now you guys are being sent out as heroes. The very first time you've ever experienced this. Ever. Because most of the time you're booed off stage.
What's that sound?
You've never heard this sound before.
What is that?
It's cheering and the people. Oh, and the people, they're cheering for you and they want
you
to.
Usually we only hear that when the next band's coming.
Exactly.
Boris.
I am invisible.
And then you die.
Yeah, so... So you guys actually are hearing the chants, you're hearing your names called out by the people. They are cheering you on. They guide you outside the gates. There's fanfare and just confetti and all of the things that they might have used for the wedding, maybe. It was already there. So it kind of happened. You're in your finest adventuring clothing. Your stage gear, whatever that looks like.
Fine Corinthian leather.
What are you guys, you're in your adventuring wear. What are you wearing? What does your hero look like now that he has had access to hero wear, which is probably spandex? Boris goes out with...
I'm wearing some thing with a flashy thing over and something here.
He has some tassels, like the leather jacket.
I've got like a little, like, you know, some sort of little thing right here. I'm like...
A kilt.
Yeah. A kilt, that'd be good.
Like a flop. That would be Axl Rose.
Yeah.
I have a poofy hat and pantaloons.
A poofy hat. Oh, you have symbols.
Nope.
You can even make them little castanets. Little finger symbols.
I go for the symbol.
Yeah, you got the symbol. What do you do? What's your guy wearing?
The pantaloons, a nice big pimp hat with one huge...
With the one gigantic... It's bigger than you.
Yep.
Because you are a gnome. And you are a little.
Everything's bigger than
you. Yes, everything is.
I have a floppy hat. It's got a feather. That's it.
And that's it. You're not wearing any clothes.
Not at all.
He is a lizard. And he's like, I'm dressed.
I don't need anything more.
It's a good thing you can't tell a female lizard man from a male lizard man.
I can hide
lizard,
if that's the
humanoid
reason.
Person.
You can if you're brave enough to pick up the tail, but I'm not.
So you guys, what are you wearing?
I have a hood.
You have a what?
I have a hood.
A hood. He has the whole hood. He is the silent but deadly type.
You're like the rapper, you know. Like,
yeah.
Silent but deadly, and I've had to deal with that.
I've got an outfit with 1,000 swan feathers that would put Cher to shame.
Yes, and Lady Gaga.
Nobody has like a big clock around there.
Yeah. So you have these feathers,
I might
and they.
Be able to fit a big clock
and the funny thing is you're standing in front, and behind you, he's.
A big feather.
Because the feathers are. freaking you out. Kind of going, you're kind of just freaking out because of the feathers in your face. You don't like that at all. So you guys, the old sage of the village, the giant city of Big City, comes with his, he goes, beware of Mount Dread.
Thanks, I already knew I'm gonna die.
You? Where's that you? I don't know about you, so. But he says, the way will be hard. The way will be very, very hard. Now that I think about it, it's kind of a long way out. The mountains look much closer than they are. They're not very close. It's like the Rockies. It's a whole illusion thing. I don't know how it all works.
Oh, well, I say we go back, get a good night's sleep, and start early in the morning.
He's like, what?
They've already kicked us out of the city.
Yeah, they pretty much...
They not let us back till we dead.
I've got one of these hats you? On. With like the cans in there with the little coming down.
Yes, you do. And so he says, the way will be difficult. The way will be hard. You must first pass through the dark wood of woe. And everybody behind him goes,
whoa.
I know. It's real. Then you must enter the caves of calamity. And nobody says anything. They don't know anything about that. Never in the...
Caves of what?
The caves of calamity. No, I can't use any trademarked TSR/WOTC properties.
How come these adventures never go through the plains of frou-frou happiness?
Plains of frou-frou happiness.
The cavern of chaos.
Yes. And the...
chaotic cavern.
The chaotic cavern.
The caverns of entropy.
Yes, exactly. And he says, finally through the cave, you will reach the inter sanctum of Mount Dread. Don't ask me how anyone knows this. They've never really been there. It's just in a book, and I read it. And now I'm telling you.
Who wrote it?
There is a reason I went to school, and I have letters behind my name. I paid a lot of money for those letters. I wanted to be a dancer. It happened. I'd love to come with you, but I'm an NPC and I'm not a bard. So I'm going to live vicariously through all of you. Go to the mountain! And so you guys have, the path has been opened to you. And none of you guys have survival, do you?
Oh, no. No, we can't.
No, you can't, because...
Do I get a plus one on all skill rolls?
You do have a plus... Yes, true. You do have a... Well, you're human.
I'm human.
So yes, you do.
I get plus one on all skill rolls.
I'm an asshole.
I want everybody to give me a... this is a don't get lost check. I want everybody to give me a mine plus survival.
Wait, I don't have survival.
I know.
So it's plus zero.
18.
Anybody over 15.
18. We are that way.
No.
So you guys, you're coming to the.
Oh, I got 16.
You're coming to the mouth of the woods, or the wood of woe.
Wow.
No, not wow, because that would be amazing. You don't want to go to this place. This isn't the wow, this is the woe. That one little letter changes everything. Whoa, exactly. So you guys come to the mouth, and it seems as when you came to the sign, that it looked like somebody had flipped it a couple times, this way or that way. You know, easy way, hard way, that kind of stuff.
Then we go to the middle.
And so you guys are going through, and you enter the mouth. And at that point, there's almost this danky... You know what I mean? Underwear pile.
Smells like your sort of
smell. Yes.
Gym locker that somebody's been wearing.
Yes.
It smells like home.
It smells like home for you.
They've been wearing the same shirt and shorts for
it's bad.
Weeks.
And so it's just, but there's a smog, a fog, something that is just covering the ground at all times. And the trees even seem to
I would love to get one of
through.
Those smoke machines in my concert.
As you're walking through, you even feel like the trees are kind of moving in on you. Like you feel like there's trees just coming and moving on you guys even right now.
Give me some space.
cut them down.
Cut them down. Hold on, I can do that. So, you guys,
the trees are getting closer.
It's a good song. The trees are getting closer.
Are getting closer.
You guys are walking through, and I need, let's see, 1 through 6. I need you to give me a perception. So mind plus physical. You are horrible at this. But I'm going to give you a +1 bonus because I don't hate you.
All right, so only a -1. That's only a 0.
It is possible to roll a 0.
With a +1.
And as you guys... you can do it. I believe in you.
Where'd the lizard man go?
Exactly.
I got a 2 on my survival.
Can you?
So this
no, you're fine. Well, you're fine.
Fair enough.
You felt something just kind of like a vine or something. You felt a vine or something try to... It just moved past you like felt like a snake.
You're trying to steal from me?
And you're taking up the rear, so this was kind of strange.
Why are you in front?
I'm away.
What?
Send away.
From him?
Yes.
Why you touch me? Why you make touching me?
Don't touch me.
I don't like it. And you felt something move past you, and in the background,
there's something here.
In the background, you all can hear something, and it's really interesting, which is, I guess, where this all comes from. But you can hear.
Whoa.
Just silently, just below. Just below breathing, you can hear.
Get out my lighter.
Whoa. Exactly.
It's chanting monks.
I like monks.
Okay, I need... yes. I need everyone to give me perception. So that's just your mind plus physical. You guys are getting it? As far as these rolls, how these rolls...
One.
Oh, five.
One.
18.
This dice hates me.
I am overwhelmed.
You're overwhelmed?
I'm getting 18. So
can't go die from this year.
And they all died in the first encounter at the end.
Hey, the dragon killed them all.
So I need you guys to set all of your dudes right. Just set them right there. Just right in that kind of path area, wherever you're at. Yeah.
Which way are we going?
You guys are going this way. At least you think you are. So this is fine. It's just for kind of relative. Just so you guys can kind of tell where you're at. As you can tell, these are just vines and all kinds of viney stuff. Which is not good. So, at this point...
I don't want to die.
No, it's okay. Dying is just a transition. It's just a transition.
Yay.
Into compost.
Immortality.
What? Does 12 hit your AC?
No. That dice hated me.
Your AC got a 13 AC.
That's the one I've been rolling, and I keep rolling a 0 and -1.
So you feel. You feel a. A small. You feel a small.
Don't touch me.
You feel a small... just travel right past you. You feel a small...
he touches there.
A little, he can't touch you. I'm going to give you a plus two on whatever your next roll is.
Warhammer sign.
Exactly. You feel a... it seems like a stone just crossed it. And everybody at that moment, one, you. So two on you, first two on you, second two. So 18 for the first one.
It probably hits him.
What's your armor class?
One point of damage.
Right, 1 point.
9 to AC. 9?
No.
No. Okay. 19.
We have to at least 10. So.
And 3 damage. And yes. Everyone give me a perception, another perception roll, and then we're gonna roll initiative.
10.
I need perception.
4.
16.
Okay, this is what I want you to do.
Daddy's dice are good.
Everyone, I want you to write your name. Fold it like a tent.
Like a tent?
Yeah, I'll show you. If nobody knows, fold it like a tent. So do this. Do this right here.
Oh, so you see me.
Tent. Fold it like a tent, and then write your name, your character's name, on both sides. Do you have them? Should have done this earlier. Okay, when you're done, you can give them to me, and I need you to, once you have them, give them to me.
Goblins.
Goblins.
Okay, and then I need you to go, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to do this so we can all see who is first. So we'll start from this side is first. Okay, give me what's your initiative?
I've been rolled.
D20?
Yep, D20. 16. D20 plus dex. Or minus dex, whatever your modifier is.
15.
Okay, 15. And you're bonus. Okay, so we'll put you at the top right now. 15? Okay, 15 next.
I'm in by my last at 1.
What is it?
1.
1? Okay, you're at the end.
I beat you on that. Okay. I got minus 2 on my dex.
18.
And you were?
Simo.
Okay, next.
19.
So you're at the top. And you are Clack. Okay, and
19.
Alcum. So who? You guys both got 19.
Yeah.
Who has the higher dex? What's your plus dex?
Plus 2.
Okay, so you win. So Clack, Alcum, Simos, Francis, Nicole Balls, and then what's yours?
14.
Boris had
16.
Okay. Okay, so we're right. This is exactly where we're at. Awesome. Okay, so we're going to start initiative with Clack. And first, you're at the top of the round, which means you can act, but you didn't see them. So at this point, it's you trying to figure out. You're pretty sure it came from this area. This is area right here.
All right. I will...
Which one's your? Which guy is yours?
The front one. I will play my drum.
Okay, like the magic drum or the drum?
No, my magic drum. It knocks prone 3d6 foes in a 40-foot radius.
2, 10, 20, 30, yeah. Okay.
Map. All right,
okay.
Cool.
Roll it. Actually, I need you to first roll. I need you to roll your actual performance skill, which is going to be your communication plus mind, which
can
is probably
use,
not that
can
good.
I use strength to hit my drum harder.
Knowledge, maybe.
If you, this is the way I feel about this game. If you can justify it, I'm cool with it.
All right.
So justify it.
I hit my drum harder with my strength. That's a 20.
Oh, 20.
That was a nat.
Yeah.
So, at that moment, what does it say? It does?
It knocks prone 3d6 foes in a 40-foot radius.
Wow. So, it knocks that guy.
Which we can't see.
Which you can... No. At this point, they make enough noise. They make enough noise to be dropped. They were shooting through these to hit you. So you're able to see them. They all fall over.
Ha, so, found you.
Found you.
Just knocked them prone?
Yeah, they're just knocked over. No damage. But they can't move anymore. They have to stand up. That's their movement. So, next up, Alcum.
I don't know. What should I do? I mean, I'm kind of at like the back of the row. I don't think I can do much. If I move up, I can be like, you get a plus one to hit. Plus one bonus on most rolls. Yeah, but
that actually can be used for another person. So, like, you could play it and sing it for another person.
And that gives them bonuses, then.
Isn't that for
just
everyone?
Just one person or everyone?
So it's everybody. You can play your thing and everybody gets a bonus. So what's the sound like? You were doing it!
Yeah,
he's, like, trying to tune it as he's playing. So from this point on, what does it say?
Allies get a plus one on most rolls. Enemies take a minus one penalty for one round.
So for one round, they all get a minus one penalty. And then these guys all get plus. So it's like a plus two, you know?
Nice.
For you guys. Okay, so Occam, done. Simos.
I moved up by Clack again. He seemed to be doing well.
Okay, which one are you?
Here's one.
So it doesn't really matter. Okay, so you move through there. You can only move half your speed, which is probably like five. So yeah. You can move like two. No, because it's all like it's all these vines, and there's things that are actually like kind of moving. It's really weird. So you're gonna move up there. You're gonna have to do anything else.
So we see them, so I guess I play my harp of sleepy slumber.
Oh man, sleep, the worst spell of all time, except for Grease and or... What was the other one? Glue? What was the other one? But not glue, what was the one that would make people stick to the ground? There was another one, it's Grease and another one.
Grease is fun when you need to...
Not Tangle, because that's what I think he has. Okay, so are you going to play it?
Yeah.
So I need you to do a performance check, which is your mind plus communication.
Nine.
I'm just going to say that's a will, just an average will save. And they suck at will. Badly. Sleep. Not asleep. Definitely not asleep. Not asleep. So this guy right here, he has been on the ground, and you can hear a little, and he's sleeping now. He's like, you played the kobold. I'll flip him, because they're technically kobolds.
Is that a scrunchie?
Yeah, scrunchies. Colored scrunchies. They are the best conditioned trackers, except for these little guys, which I like too.
Poker chips?
Oh no, just a little beads. I love them. I use them for minions. I use them for everything. So he's sleeping. Fell right to the ground. Done. Totally asleep. And these guys were still kind of sleepy though because they all had a minus one. They're like, oh my gosh. But they're still all laying on the ground. So, Simos, Boris?
How far can I move?
You are a dwarf, so I think yours is five. So that would mean you only get really two because it's always rounded down.
Okay.
It doesn't say in that. That's all. That's all.
I guess I'll. If I hear some, I'll try to get up and.
But you can double move.
Can I? Mm-hmm. Can I get to the one of these guys and attack?
I would say. Because this is all kind of, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. You'd only be up here, but you could try arranged something. Or no, you know what? I'm just gonna say yes.
I can reach that guy.
That guy's on the ground.
Wait, why am I over here, and you guys are all over here.
What?
Because why am I over
smell
here?
Funny.
Because you smell bad.
I'm going to get up there and try to stab him.
Okay, yeah, you got it.
I'll come help you.
I miss.
Ah, brothers.
Oh, brothers. So you go, but you get a plus one, but yeah. Still doesn't matter. He had a minus one, still doesn't matter. And you go to stab down.
And probably some for being prone. It still doesn't matter.
Still doesn't matter. So you go to stab him and kind of, whoa! Your beard kind of got in the way. So you're kind of stuck a little bit. You're like, oh my gosh. Storms everywhere. And now we go to the Honorable
Francis.
Francis.
Kill stuff, Francis.
Stop looking in the mirror.
Stop looking in the mirror. What do you mean?
I just love my outfit, though.
The bird feathers are just kind of like...
I would go through the vines, but it would totally ruin my outfit. So I'm kind of stuck here.
Yes, you are.
Throw a rock.
Do anything.
Play
do
music.
Something.
Play music.
Pose.
Do something useful.
Well, I'll just play music to...
Let's see, what can a bard do musically with their regular skills?
Charm, apparently.
Yes, charm.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Or remove fear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well,
you guys are useless. Just admit it. I am totally useless.
I am going to encourage you all along. Mood music.
So you play your mood music. The kobolds are like, what the junk is going on here?
Are these kobolds?
They're kobolds, they're not goblins.
Oh, okay.
And,
That's why we're just happy.
Huh?
Probably dwarves usually hate those kinds of things, don't they?
They hate everything. Great elves.
Dwarves hate everything.
You'd attack them if they didn't see you. Maybe they did see
I thought
you.
I saw a glint of gold.
Exactly. So, at this point, they all take their move actions to stand up, except for this gentleman who is totally asleep. They've all stood up, and this guy in close quarters is going to try to hit you again, and he misses terribly. And this one right here is going to try to throw a you. It's Clack, correct? He's going to try to swing. Wow, these guys suck. They're almost as bad as you. They could be... Yeah, they... Nope. Yeah, yeah. And you guys feel that happened. And at this moment, I need everybody to make a physical... Dex plus physical.
Dex plus physical. Let's make this as hard
as five.
No, I mean, this is a save.
Oh, yeah.
I need to make a reflex save.
One.
Okay, what?
Who got over 10? Playing the music.
Who got over 17? Wow, you got over 17.
I got a 20.
You got a 20. Okay. Everybody who failed is all knocked over. The vines have begun to go as you hear something in the background. It sounds like a flute. It sounds like something. And as the flute sound is being played, you can tell that these are like little snakes being charmed to actually like move around you and grab you. They're just sweeping at this point. It's freaking you out. But all of you guys are knocked prone. No damage. You're just all on the ground. So your beautiful sounds, it'll just take you. You just can't move, basically. And they're grappling you. So you're knocked prone. They're grappling you. And you guys will have to make a reflex or fortitude save to get out in the next turn. And speaking of...
I had to try to get out.
You are going to first try to get out because you are, at this point, restrained. Yes, totally. You were able to break free. You can't move anywhere, but you're able to break free from...
time to start whamming.
Exactly. What is your... What is your... What is
Hold
your...
on. 3d6 lightning bolts from the sky for one round per minute.
Oh my God. I love third edition. So, I gave all you guys like fifth level spells, so you actually would survive.
Which spell is that? Lightning bolt.
Lightning bolt.
Oh, wow.
How many roll three... Is it 3d6?
3d6.
Yeah, okay.
Oh my gosh.
You roll 3d6, and what I need you to do is a performance check. So that's a communication plus mine.
That's a 14.
A 14, yes.
Boom. Will's dead.
A 14 will hit them. And you have that many lightning bolts. Because it's not damage, it's that many lightning bolts, correct?
36 damage lightning bolts.
Okay.
36 damage lightning bolts.
Roll for each one. Roll for every combatant. So you got the first one.
Just we'll count them from 1 to 4, okay?
Yes.
16.
Yes. So 2.
That's a 6.
No, so 3 didn't get hit.
That's a
yes.
17.
And Sleepy Man, and remember you had a plus 1 to that.
Yeah.
So it's a plus 1 to all those.
Okay.
So the only one didn't hit, which was 3. The rest of them are fried.
Wow.
I know. Sometimes it doesn't suck.
And
I get that every round for a minute.
Every round for a minute.
And you can keep doing all you want.
Yes. You're not useless. You're all not useless. You all have comparable powers. You don't feel like it is, but you do. They're all for different situations.
How many flips are? Can I use it multiple times and does it stack? So I can make so if I like.
It doesn't stack. I wish it did. It doesn't though.
So you guys can't get like minus 15 to hit.
We're at the top with Clack.
Alright, so I can move normally?
You need to break free.
But he's made it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're fine. You can move normally.
I've got to see him to hit him.
I can move 3 squares or?
You can move half your speed. So you have 6.
Oh, these are 5 squares.
These are 5 foot, yeah. Just so you can charge though.
Oh, well I will do that.
And then you just add like a plus 2, I think. I think it's a plus 2 to hit and damage. But that's a plus 3. Wow. It's a plus 3.
Yeah. No, I do not. 16.
Yes, you hit.
All right.
By 1.
Thank goodness for a good deck.
They're pretty tough.
They're pretty nimble.
Gone. Kill him. Stat, you go right through him. You're running. Now I need everybody, we're technically out of combat, but I need everybody that is not free to get 3.
What do we roll?
It's physical. It's strength plus physical, which is your fortitude.
17.
What are we trying to get?
You can either do faint strength plus physical, or you can do dex plus physical. It's one or the other. It's like you can either nimble your way out or break your way out.
17. What are we trying to get?
You're trying to just get above 10.
Oh, okay.
It's
I finally
easy.
Did.
Oh,
it's a very easy. It's not a. This is not a hard.
As long
like
as
average.
You don't have bad strength or dex.
Yes. 10 is a fairly easy. It's fairly easy DC. Difficulty class. Yes.
Okay, finally did. Took about 50 took about 5 minutes.
Well, it's the stupid feathers. Like, this was,
you don't want to mess up your outfit.
It's like milk
did
on a hot day.
You leave the feathers
day.
In there?
It's milk on a hot day. It seems like a good idea.
Francis has been defeathered.
Yes, exactly. What the heck? She's like, ah! Oh,
I'm sure she's got a backup set.
Her feathers are ruffled.
What do you think I brought my backpack for?
Right, I'm sure she's
feathers.
Got a backup set of feathers.
So,
so what happened to the person doing the music?
Music stopped.
The music stopped.
Any idea how far that was, roughly?
Give me a perception. So mine plus...
I have no idea.
Nope, no idea whatsoever. You guys can all check if you want.
That's a 15. 15.
Oh,
15, yes. You guys were very clear that it was... As soon as you started... as soon as you had started kind of charging this guy, the music was starting to play louder, but it really did not matter.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. So I'm just telling you guys what you heard. The music kind of just stopped a little bit, and you heard it run the direction that you're going. You heard it running that direction.
Let's chase it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So at this point, I need another survival.
Nope. I'm surviving.
This is a don't get lost roll.
Nat 20.
Yes. So basically you were able to circumnavigate the area and go, oh man, okay, look. There's the path right there. Okay, yeah, there's the thing. And you guys are going, and I need everybody to give me another perception roll. That's it's kind of funny asking you guys for these rolls, because it's almost there's no way.
18.
Yes. Anybody over 15? 15. You guys are, as you guys are going through this, the Woods of Woe, you see a large stone bridge. Very large.
A bridge?
Yes.
Is there an old man on it?
No, there is.
A bridge over troubled water.
What?
Is there a troll
underneath? What? Easier. Listen, what is your favorite color? So, blue, no orange. So, you come to this stone bridge. And anybody had over 15?
I got a
18. So you're able to see something that's underneath the as you guys are coming close to the bridge, you're able to see something, and what you see is some bones below the bridge, a small brook, and there's bones surrounding the inside.
Bones down there.
There's bones.
Bones. Any ideas?
Maybe it's dangerous to cross the bridge. You go first.
Maybe it's just dangerous to go under the bridge.
You're always my favorite. Go.
You're so climbing bridges. Let's go.
Use bones for clothes.
Use bones for clothes.
Star Trek.
Let's pick the person with the most hit points and have them try going across the bridge first.
Well, Tetris,
I've taken damage.
Yeah,
so I'm not the highest anymore.
I'm the one with the most hit points right now.
Well, he actually has. Who's taking damage?
Yes.
Oh, I've got my flute.
Ah.
Time to play my healing flute.
Does it work for the whole group?
Yes, it heals hit points.
Yay!
Do I have to roll performance on that?
Yes.
Wait,
you know what? I'm just gonna give you it with this. I'm just gonna give you a take 20. Give me a 1d4.
I didn't roll for how I was playing for my liar.
I rolled a 1.
Okay, so but no, that's not bad. That's how many rounds it took you, times that it took you to get it right.
Oh, well, that's good.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
I didn't have to roll for performance when I played.
We're not retconning it. We're not going to change it. You did perfect. You rolled. You did it perfectly. So,
Okay, you get back 18 hit points.
Oh.
Wait, work for the whole group?
Yes, that's it. It's just a one time.
Back my full health.
Yeah.
If you guys want, you can put your guys to end there.
I say we should just walk.
I'm gonna come right up to the edge of the bridge.
You come right in
on it, and I'm gonna try to do a visual inspection. You know,
okay, that's
see
fine.
If it's sturdy and hardy like that.
I'll just put you guys all just right.
Stone structure should be.
So you go to kick it?
Well, first I'm just looking at it, you know.
Very lovely, fluffy rabbit down there.
Okay, give me perception, just to kind of see what you can tell.
15?
Yes.
Plus knowledge, too?
Yeah. This is interesting because this is strange. This bridge looks almost pristine, like it's never used, ever.
I'm suspicious.
A stone bridge that looks beautiful and new. I mean, this even area, as you can tell, has kind of come out of the Wood of Woe. It's this more bright kind of area.
Whoa. Whoa, what a room.
That's behind you. That's behind you. You can hear the whoa.
But I'm saying whoa because it's like, whoa, what a great.
What if the bridge is alive?
That would be weird.
No.
You shouldn't give the GM ideas like that.
Where are the bones?
I love your ideas.
Under the bridge?
They're not washing away the bones?
No.
Under the bridge. Under the bridge.
Where the bridge crapped them.
There are bones.
Where the bridge crapped them.
Under the bridge.
I'm convinced that bridge is alive.
He is very, very convinced. So he goes to check the bridge out, and as you're looking around, you, because it was a good perception check, you can hear something breathing.
The
bridge is breathing.
The bridge is breathing.
I stay away from living bridge. I go swim.
I'll go get a... Is there any plants or forest?
Yeah, those trees. Just on that side, that's what's there.
I'm going to get a
little
branch.
Yeah, you can get a branch.
Rip off a branch and then I'll throw it on the bridge.
Okay. You rip off the branch.
About halfway, I'm going to try it.
Yeah, so just give me a regular missile check. So just give me a dex.
11.
So you were able to throw
it. Don't move me.
It's not moving, so that's okay. You throw a stick on the bridge and it click, 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 click. And at that moment, boom! No. At that moment, you hear something stand up, hit the top of the bridge with its head.
Ow!
You can hear something hit the bridge and go, ugh! And it looks around, and it is this giant troll. It's huge.
It's a troll bridge.
Giant troll. I had a troll bridge like thing, but I was like, I don't know if I'm using it. So
that's why nobody uses the bridge. The troll doesn't let them.
And at that moment, you hear, who hit my bridge? Who hit my bridge? And everyone is pointing at you.
Confused. Like, what?
Everybody takes a step back.
The troll rears its head around that corner, and at that, let's take another just 5-minute break. So the troll rears its head over the bridge.
Who throws stuff on bridge?
And you can see him just kind of come around the side of the bridge. He's just underneath the bridge.
Sir Troll,
right next to you.
I'm sorry, my brother is such an inconsiderate fool. I am terribly sorry.
Your brother throw my bridge?
You have a fine bridge. Please tell us about it.
It's my bridge. It was my father's bridge. And before him, his father's bridge. And before him, his father's bridge. And he just keeps going.
And then sounds like the bridge generation.
Bridge. It's my bridge. It's good bridge. I keep bridge clean. And people like you try make bridge dirty. You're dirty, dirty, dirty. You make bridge dirty. I don't like you.
What is the purpose of the bridge? to cross your beautiful bridge. If we took our shoes off and cleaned our feet.
Well, you know, look.
Actually, he starts kind of looking at you guys. He kind of starts looking at you guys and...
You know, you are little. Well, not you.
I want to make up a little song about his clean bridge.
You need just a performance check. Plus two.
The cleanest, most awesome bridge. 19.
Plus two, whatever.
He goes.
A song about bridge. Your bridge is famous.
Yes. Bridge song. I live under bridge. Under the bridge, good song.
So he...
Under the bridge.
There's a troll. That likes to roll.
Isn't there Red Hot Chili Peppers song?
Yes, there's a lot of bridge songs.
Under down. The bridge walk.
No.
Down by the sea.
Now we're going to transition to another song using a bridge.
Yes, a bridge. They use the bridge. So he hears your song. He likes it. You can tell he's a little more favorable towards you. But he goes, you not look like kobold. You sort of, but you not small. You not look like goblin. You no look like orc. You spy.
You work for Gene. You work for Tom. Yes, you do. I smart. I take care of Bridge. I very smart.
He stole the princess. And the prince, I think.
Princess? What princess has to do with Bridge?
Has Gene Simmons ever played a song for your Bridge?
No. Gene Simmons, he mean to me. He make dirty on my Bridge. He fly over dirty right on my Bridge.
Oh, that's just rude.
He make dirty, and I clean it. It was bad. Dirty on my Bridge. You don't make dirty on my Bridge.
No.
Except for him.
You don't look dirty, but you spy. I know. Gene Simmons with tongue. He mean. You spy.
And he starts to pull out a club. Pulls it from the side. Pulls this club out. Looks like it's the bottom of a tree.
Sir Troll, would Gene actually hire losers like us? Really?
Okay, it's time for a musical charm. It's time for a musical charm.
He has charm. But he already started.
It's true.
He was a little less thrown off. Keep going.
We will not dirty your Bridge. We are Bridge cleaners. See these feathers on my outfit? They are used to clean bridges. You have to let me cross the bridge to clean it.
And at that point, he goes,
you clean? You clean Bridge? You clean Bridge for me?
Darling, I have cleaned so many bridges in my time.
I'd like to clean the half elves off your Bridge.
They not on my Bridge yet.
Nobody.
But when they dirty my Bridge. But you can see he points. He gets up here. He walks close to you. He is no longer even violent at all. But he looks and he's favorable towards you. He goes,
you clean Bridge?
Oh, darling, I have cleaned so many bridges.
And at that moment, he grabs you and begins
to wipe you. We're all going to have to go on and
up and down the bridge.
Easy on the outfit there, big fella.
You got another one in your...
And he is just using you as a scrub on the bridge. Scrub.
He goes, you clean. You know spy. You clean dirty from Gene Simmons.
And he's just cleaning you, and it takes about 2 or 3 minutes, and he's cleaned up whatever mess has been there from the bridge. And so, so he's done with you. He goes,
you know spies. You good. You good people.
Clack. And he goes to shake your hand, and he goes,
Clabbergluck.
This guy. This guy right here.
Hey, run faster than the nose.
Jabbergluck.
But I like Clabberjuck better.
Run faster.
He doesn't even know how to say his own name.
You know. I chase you, brother. You hat big. You feather bigger than head.
Exactly. So,
he can dust the bridge with that feather.
At that point,
don't want it. It's yours.
At that point, he picks up a big rock. I mean, it's big.
He goes, this present for you,
and picks up this giant rock. And he goes to hand it to one of you. He hands it to you. I need you to make a reflex check for me. Yes.
Get out of the way.
What is it?
Get out of the way.
What's your reflex?
13.
Hey, look, sacrifice.
3 points of damage. You hit your foot. Your pace is reduced by one.
Ay, 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 ay. It's good.
It's good rock.
Present. You bring with you.
Thank you.
You bring with you his present.
I'm not sure I can carry him.
I need you to give me just general knowledge plus two.
We need a pickaxe.
11.
An 11?
Plus knowledge, it's a 13.
Okay, so you see the rock and... Something's interesting about this rock to you.
Hard rock, I know
it's
rock.
It's heavy, it's on my foot.
It's on his foot, and it seems like it may be sparkling a little bit.
I'm going to get out looking close look.
As you're looking at
let
it.
Let me move that rock off your foot.
You go on. I mean, it's give me a strength check. Just give me this strength
because
body plus physical. Physical plus.
18.
Yes. You
20.
Easily were able just to roll, pick up this rock and just kind of drop it. And as you drop it a second time, pieces start to fall off of the rock. And you can tell that there's gold. There's, like, trace minerals in this rock. It's not just a rock.
I'm going to pocket those before the gnome does.
No, I mean, it's a big... I mean, the rock is this big. So, I mean, you have to carry it. And he saw a little piece came off, like, this big, and you can tell there's gold and stuff in the rock.
Well, she goes, "Hey, you clean bridge. You friend.
My friend.
You friend.
Thank you.
My name, Jabberglut.
Jabberglut. Boris.
Big J.
Big
J. Boris.
He said, you, I be bridge, you anytime cross bridge, talk to me. You good friends.
So at that point...
May your bridge always be clean.
Take your shoes off.
take off
shoes now.
Shoes off.
So you guys take not your shoes way. Off.
So that's our goal.
You guys take your shoes off and
limp across the bridge.
Yay, we managed not to fight the Jabberglut.
Yes, be bad. Don't fight the Jabberglut. If you guys were fighters, you would have started to attack him already.
Why?
Because that's all fighters do.
That's all they know to do.
Just what she said. No, that's what fighters do. They hit things and talk later.
Yeah.
You guys can't afford to not hit
things. We have to talk first.
We can't ruin our hands.
So, and, as you guys... as you guys go past the bridge, you come to the base of Mount Dread. The sulfur, the smell, everything is just kind of just looming. And you can see that in the face, in the base of the mountain.
The case of calamity?
No, you can see this. It's a stairway. It's like it's going to heaven or something. So, and all that glitters is gold.
Excellent.
Go figure. No, as you see this, you can see at the base that there's this stairwell. And the stairwell is the shape of a tongue going into a dragon skull's face. It looks like a heavy metal record cover.
Yeah, he has too much time on his hands.
No kidding.
It was made this way.
Yeah, nature made it this way, totally.
Yeah, nature. It was just through some type, whatever. But it made these two huge eye holes, and it looks like the staircase itself can enter into three holes at the mouth, two holes at the nose, and two holes at the eyes that are all doorways.
Which door?
You guys are not on the stairs yet. You're at the base of the mountain. What do you do?
So where they, it looks like it enters through where?
Basically, there's a stairwell that looks like a tongue to a dragon's face, and there's three entrances at the mouth, two at the nose, and two at the eyes. So there's five.
The
so there's basically like there's seven entrances. One of seven entrances.
Which I have the star
we
over.
We each take a different entrance.
Right.
No. We got to look for the servant's entrance.
That's got to be in the nose.
No, or in the back.
In the back.
Yeah, or in the back. That's true.
What do you do?
Thinking.
I don't want to climb the tongue. That's disgusting.
I play a song.
It's a rock. It's a rock stairway that looks like a tongue.
That's still disgusting.
Yeah. Let's go around the back and see if there's back entrance.
Okay, so I need you. It's going to take you guys.
Wow, you guys made some time.
It's going to take you guys about an hour to work your way all the way around the back part of the mountain.
Not bad.
No, you guys did really good. Yeah. I was expecting it to take a lot longer. So you guys were able to kind of work your way around the mountain. And as you're looking, coming out, you can see that the way the trees and the branches, that it's actually like flowing out as if it's like wings and a tail that goes out down a ridge. And you can see that the tail itself is a stairway up through the back of the mountain.
There we go.
Let's go.
Yes, you are going to lead the way.
We're going backstage after all.
Yes, you are.
Rule one, you can guess on your players. Whenever you have an entrance, they're going to look for another entrance.
Always.
And there's an obvious entrance.
Hey, always the obvious entrance.
This is the backstage entrance. We're performers. This is where we go.
This is what we're used to doing.
And you like going up tails.
Of course, we just I always use the back door.
You have to get past the bouncers.
Yes. So,
got my backstage.
Exactly.
I'm with the band.
Yes, we are.
I'm with the band. So, what you guys do is you're climbing, and are you guys just walking up there? Tell me what you're gonna do.
I guess we're supposed to be sneak up, but we try to sneak up.
Okay.
Coach.
So give me subterfuge plus plus dex. Dex plus subterfuge. Yes, you suck.
Nice. 4, 3. Somebody worse than me.
Who got over 10? Okay. So that doesn't help though, because less than half of you got 10. That's one of the rules I do like from 4E is if everybody gets over 10, the group wins. The problem is over half the group didn't get 10. So, what we have now...
We should have went up one at a time. And...
As you guys are going up...
Flying.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4 moving targets. 1. Nope. 2. Nope. 3. Yes. 4. Yes. You guys all take 4 points of damage as you feel a arrow just cut great crazy. It doesn't kill you. It doesn't even wound you.
My outfit!
You stay in my outfit.
You're paying for that!
Are you going to jump off the mountain and try to grab that feather that's flying away?
So you guys get these arrows as you guys...
Do you have a ring of feather falling?
No. Make a perception check. Whoa, yeah, there you go.
No idea.
Wow.
Clueless.
It's because you're playing bards. Okay.
6, 7.
No. 7.
What about you?
I think I got 6.
No. So basically you guys know that it's coming somewhere from in front of you, like going towards up the back. Now you got these.
I'm hiding behind my brother. Even notice like arrows hitting some of my...
Yeah, I didn't either.
No. All I know is you just heard this guy go, "Hey, what just happened?
My outfit." No, she's worrying about her outfit again.
Stupid feathers.
I've learned to tune that one out.
So,
as
you're standing there
watching this,
what are you doing?
Going up.
Continuing.
He's like, I keep moving. I haven't stopped moving.
I'm ducking a little bit.
We will crit.
Okay, so you guys are heading up the stairs, and give me another little hiding check kind of guy. Subterfuge plus dex. Anybody higher than 18?
20.
Oh, 20. Higher than 18?
I hit my brother.
1.
What?
19.
16.
But you guys failed it. Okay. Then, yes. Yeah. 15?
Yeah. Oh, that is my AC.
That is your AC? He still wins. Doesn't hit you.
Yeah!
doesn't hit you. Oh, yes. And they hit you. You guys, they both hit you for 1 point of damage.
Big justice. They're on
so you guys are getting nailed at with arrows on this tail-looking monstrosity in the back. It's winding.
Right.
So now if you guys want, just give me a you can either give me a strength plus physical or dex plus physical right now to try to work your way up faster.
Something's in my way. 13.
Yeah, anything higher than 12.
Something's in my way. Yeah, I don't want to push them off.
I got a
curse my weak strength.
Okay, so
you don't have to dex either.
You my dex is minus 2.
You're just gallivanting. Like this. Through.
Prancing around.
So I'm going to say that you actually get up behind a giant boulder at the mouth. So you're actually at a giant boulder near the mouth of the cave. And yeah, they go to aim for you guys, and you guys are actually moving, even though you didn't make it to the mouth. You guys are still pretty fairly close, and they were not able to. They're not able to focus on you guys. So what do you do?
Attack! Hey, music!
We're gonna attack by playing.
I'm playing my healing flute.
Okay, you guys are within. You guys are within like 40, 50 feet. And you guys, if you want, give me a perception to see if you can tell where they're at.
12.
Okay, yeah, that's the magic number. You two actually can see. It looks like two bows behind in the mouth, behind one of the sides.
Cool.
Like, inside the cave?
Inside the cave.
Okay, I'll try to get
so it's
them.
Dark.
Is there a low
right here,
light?
Follow me.
Is there a low light vision? Is there a low light vision?
Well, no, because it's like you can't use your low light vision when it's sunny outside. It doesn't quite work that way. You actually have to get in to then let it kind of work. It's like you can see, and like your eyes can see when it turns dark, but it takes a little bit of time for your eyes to get used to it.
So you're saying I noticed where the arrow that just hit me came from?
Yes, totally. You notice where it came from.
Ouch! I'm going to run right towards it.
Okay, run right towards it.
I'm going to fight you.
Where you go?
Yeah. At this point, they are totally unaware of you running towards them. Completely unaware. You're too little, whatever.
And you look like a rock.
You look just like a rock. Star. A falling star. A rock.
And I hope I don't roll off this stair.
You're a rock that you hope you don't roll.
I hope I rock but don't roll.
Exactly. So, what are you doing? You're up there.
I'm hiding behind that rock still.
You're up there hiding behind. You can see the arrow as well. What are you doing?
Hiding behind a rock.
Hiding behind a rock of some kind. Give me just a subterfuge. You're not useless. Don't say that. Well, yes, you are. You're a bard. You're totally useless.
That's the right attitude to be.
You are winning. By Charlie Sheen's, you are playing this class the best it can be.
We have.
Don't be mad at yourself. Be mad at your class. It sucks. Simo's the great. Yep. And terrible. So
it worked so well last time. I'm just going to play my drum.
You're just going to play your drum?
Yeah.
Okay, give me performance.
That's a 5?
Upon deaf ears, your drum is being played.
All right.
And they are just... They can hear something, which is giving them a target. And, yes, they're going to hit you. 5 points of damage.
You should heal us.
Well, that's what I'm planning to do. But of course, it makes a target.
What are you doing?
I'm going to play music.
What are you? Are you going to play that?
Yeah.
Okay. What does that do?
We get the plus one.
And they get minus twos. So give me a d20, and then you're going to add. Yeah. I don't know if that's going to work.
What?
That's a. What is that? A 7
yeah.
plus? What's your mind bonus 2?
Yeah.
So that's 9 plus. What's your communication?
3.
10, 11, 12. Yeah. Right, let me see. Yeah.
Yes.
You were able to play it. What does it do? It gives you a plus 1?
Yeah, plus 1 to hit. Everyone gets plus 1 to hit. And then, plus 1 on bonus on most rolls.
On most rolls.
Minus 1 on minus one penalty for round one.
So round one, the enemies get a minus one. Okay, what are you gonna do?
I'm playing with your healing flute.
Healing flute.
Good idea.
I'm charging the guy.
I'm still wounded.
That doesn't mean
rock.
Yes, you are. Okay, so
I'm saying we're playing
performance check.
Yes, performance check.
Come on,
I'm
baby.
Gonna roll
come
over on. Like a rock.
Yeah.
11 yes. Plus what? Mind.
Yep, mind. And mind and
communication.
Yep.
15. Then.
15. Perfect. So then roll. What does it say?
It's, I think it's 3d6 plus. Or no, 3d8 plus one.
It's a good spell.
Yeah, I like that spell.
So all allies.
Okay.
I'm only down 3 points, so I guess it's
the
17.
Only way you guys would not die.
17. So I'm back up. It's like, I was almost down to half my hit points. One good D6 roll and I'm dead.
Yes.
Keep playing.
So, yeah, keep playing. So, we're back around. Yep.
I think it's 8. I've missed.
What?
8.
You were charging though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. They did not see you. They did not know what was going on. You were absolutely lucky. Because they were not. Because that's a fortitude roll. It's not AC roll.
Okay.
It's a versus roll. They didn't make it. They had 5.
Okay.
So you were able to knock the one, and let's see, 50% chance. So over 50, you hit the other guy, knocks the other guy, and shoots the other guy. And no. You were able to knock the one guy over, and he actually, whoa! And he falls down the side.
He rolls.
He rolls.
Down the mountain?
Down the mountain.
You rock and he rolls.
I rock.
Yes, you do. He rolls right down the mountain.
Down,
and the
down,
other
down,
guy...
Down. Run away, run away. Run away.
Brave Sir Robin.
Yes,
brave Sir
Robin.
Away.
He ran away, he did. Brave Sir Robin.
Ran away.
So basically, you have that one guy left, and you guys are all hiding. You see this guy rolling down. You saw your dwarf charging this guy, knocks him down. And what do you do? What are you doing?
Cool.
You don't see that
I'm glad
every day.
That's not me.
You don't see that every day.
Stay on the trail.
See, I'm trying to be sneaky. I don't want to play the cymbals. It's not sneaky.
Throw rocks.
Yes, throw rocks. Do whatever you're doing. If you're anything, what are you doing?
I run to the next sufficiently sized rock. He said, I move to the next sufficiently sized rock.
Okay, just give me anything.
By 11.
No, you're able to kind of just move a little bit, but it wasn't more than...
Occasionally, I think you
weren't able to move more than probably like 10 feet. You were still kind of like, ooh, what? Next rock. What are you doing?
You're watching the guy fall.
I will pick up a rock and throw it at this point.
Okay. Give me a missile.
Did everybody like cringe all at the same time as he hit?
Your missile, your ranged attack is just your dex modifier.
19.
Yes. You were able to clock this guy right in the head with a rock. Give me a 1d4.
3. And strength?
Yeah, plus strength.
So 5.
Bam. You clank him right in the head. And
he
the other side.
Cool. Does everybody like cringe at the same time as he hits the ground? Everybody goes like,
oh, yeah. And at that point, it only shows the first time him falling.
You hear like,
and then every other time, you get going, ooh, oh.
You hear like a thump.
Oh. Ah. Ooh. Ah. And this goes on for a little bit. And does the very Will Ferrell, I'm okay. Oh. So you guys are now at the. You guys are now at the mouth of the cave.
I guess.
Well,
the mouth
the front
is on the
was
other
the
side.
Mouth. This the part
this
the
is
cave.
The south mouth.
It's
an orphan.
The south mouth.
Oh, we don't want
it's an opening.
At least it's not a girl dragon.
Yeah, this would be weird.
That would be very strange.
So what happens is you guys are now at the. You guys are at the mouth of the cave. Mouth. You guys are the entrance of the cave. The back door entrance of the cave.
Back door.
You put those in there? You're going to put one side in. We'll take a break in a little bit. You can throw them in there.
You just have to remember to put in one side.
Yeah, you might want to go say hi to him.
I have lots that I need to put in there. So.
You have, oh, well, they're not going to call it for another, like, till one.
Oh, okay.
So we have till whatever. Just, I want to make sure that you guys... Oh! Dang it. Okay, let's check your numbers.
Those of you who entered.
I didn't bother entering yet.
You want to check them for me? Is this all of them?
Darn.
I think that is. We'll pick up prizes during break.
You won?
Yeah, but I didn't enter my ticket. That's kind of strange. But,
how did you even enter?
Go to view.
211, yeah.
Go to full screen.
Oh, no. That's
right. I can go to full screen. Okay, they're just checking their things right now, so I'm just going to... So you guys are at the mouth of the... Inside the actual cave itself. Dank, dark, what you would think a cave should be like. It's gross. From what you could tell, the things that dropped off were orcs, maybe of a minor order. They weren't very large. They were smaller guys.
Right.
You know, minor this is not key.
Yeah, they were minor.
Orcs of a minor key.
Orcs of a minor key. Yeah, they were diminished. And so.
And we are obviously augmented.
And you are obviously all of you augmented. In a major way.
We should have been Shadowrun.
Yeah, it's true. So, I need somebody to give me, I need everybody to give me survival check. Make sure you don't get lost inside the cave.
20! 17!
Woo! The dwarf, plus you get like a, plus as a dwarf,
15.
You have that automatically I know about caves.
11. We are 40 feet above the surface.
Yes, you are. Maybe 15. More. Yes, good. So you guys were able to...
I wasted a 20.
I know.
It could be used for other things.
Negative one.
Not good.
It's not.
So, as you guys are... going through, you can hear some mumbling up ahead. And you can hear, give me a perception check.
12.
Okay. Anybody over 12 can kind of understand this. There's two orcs, two different, completely different orcs who are both arguing, and you can hear them kind of, ah. They're gambling, you can tell they're arguing, they're talking, and you can tell one's like, I'm so sick. Sick of these stupid orders. Get this, get that. I hate being treated like this. And you can tell they're both just annoyed, both of them. Like, where do they get off from? Where do they get off telling us what to do?
I don't really get the point he said. I think that they could try to bribe them to let us pass.
I think they could perhaps, we could give them a job somewhere else that might treat them better.
Yeah, like a craftsman.
They're up ahead, probably about 30, 45 feet.
Can we knock those people out and make them sleep and just sneak by?
Oh yeah.
I don't know, can you?
Put them to sleep with their...
We're bards, can we?
It's all can you. You're gonna start playing. Go to hey. Sleep.
Rock
go to
team.
Sleep.
Can't be all right.
We're awesome.
Okay. All right, forgot what I rolled. Communication.
Right? Probably communication.
Yep, communication.
18.
You're like hyper aware. Yeah, hold on. Yeah.
Love it.
They're both, as they're saying that, boom, and they are both sleeping.
They're stupid.
So they're both sleeping, totally out, completely out. And what do you guys do?
Let's go read some stuff.
They don't write.
Gone.
They don't write. So you guys work your way.
Worthwhile.
No, they're orcs. They don't have anything. They have maybe a sword, but you guys can't even use it.
And I was not dead in those outfits.
Where's the princess?
Yeah, no kidding.
They can't hear you. Yeah, they're not hearing you. So,
Can we wake him up and find out where
the screen is? Where's she at? This smells real good. So as you guys are walking through, the rough cavern walls are starting to become very hewn, smooth stones and rocks, like walls. It's no longer just a cavern, it's actually becoming, and you guys come to a large 20 foot by 20 foot door. Okay. And actually,
door.
Everybody give me a perception check, really quick.
That's a big door.
Oh. 21.
20.
20, dang, man. You guys are doing great. 18. What you guys started to notice, and you can point it out to those who did not notice it. you. He sees us to roll because he knows he's going to suck at it.
No, I rolled. It's a 10. It's an 8.
8. So what you guys noticed is that all through, as you guys have been walking, there have been large holes in the ceiling that you can feel some breeze coming out of. You guys come to a large, gigantic, it looks like it was a door that was made by dwarves. The interesting thing is, the door is locked from the outside, not the inside.
The other side?
Meaning that the door is locked to keep things in, not out.
And we can unlock it easily because we have the lock on this side.
Because you guys have the turning knob on this side of the wall. So the door can lock on your side, but not on the other side. On the other side, takes a key. At least that's what you think. The door is closed. What do you do?
I'm going to listen. See if I can hear anything on the other side of the door.
Well, I hope it's music.
I hope it's music. I love music. It's the bass.
Music. Quiet, you all. Quiet.
So, you put your ear to the wall.
And I roll a 14. Does it go with mind?
Mind.
Yeah,
yep.
So
mind.
16 total.
Mind and a physical.
Mind and, oh, wow. 15 then.
Perfect. So you were able to roll through, and you were actually able to hear some small-footed pacing back and forth. And it sounds like people complaining. Like, it sounds like little critters complaining.
Little critters complaining.
And if you're actually pretty sure that you heard a flute. You heard something that sounded similar to what you heard earlier.
It is music.
Did hear music.
You oh. Did.
So exciting! So exciting!
Don't be too loud. What's behind the wall might hear you. So you can just hear something complaining, and it's the same sort of thing.
I'm gonna check out the air that's coming in. Is it regular air?
It's a mix between like some sulfuric but fresh air, but it's consistent. Like, this must have been made to keep oxygen in these deep, deep caves that are getting deeper and higher. Weird. But, yeah. You guys are going up. The elevation's starting to go up. So,
we're going up into the mountain.
You have. So, the door's closed. It's unlocked, meaning you can unlock it. It's open. It's not locked.
So there's nowhere else to go?
Big door. Big 20 by 20 door.
Oh, that's separate.
Like, there's the holes in the ceiling, and then there is doors.
Let's go to the door.
He listened to the door. He could hear people complaining, littler voices that sounded similar to the what? Who do they think they are telling us what to do?
They wind up trying to climb through.
I don't know. You can try to get up there.
I mean, how high up? Yeah.
About like 20 feet because of the door. Well, the door's 20 feet high. What do you? No. What do you guys have again?
Nothing.
I can, yes. I can lift you up if you like.
Yeah, it will get you up there.
Toss me.
Toss me. Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell the elf.
Don't tell the elf.
Can open the door up there? Like Francis?
Let's open the door.
Okay, so what are you going to do?
Think. Let's lock
pick. Have it just kind of
just open it and kind of creak it open and kind of just try to look in. Just kind of.
The clean part of
Yeah, just try funny. To just try to peek inside.
So, give me a subterfuge. So it's dex plus subterfuge.
Oh,
to try
well,
to open the door.
They cancel yeah, each other. This, but they cancel okay. each other out. But I do get plus one on all skill rolls. So.
That's true.
Come on.
Three.
So you stumble through.
So. So as you're creaking the door, you see a pack of small reptilian creatures. Small reptilian creatures. No, put them in the other thing. The tumbler. The one half is yours to check with, and the other half, put them in the tumbler. That guy. You see a pack of small reptilian creatures. And they all turn their heads to the door.
Oopsie, wrong door. Excuse us.
And
Avon calling!
I need everybody to roll for initiative.
Aww,
yay. And guess who's in front?
What is it?
The 10 hit point bard.
Reptilian?
Wait,
do they look like him?
Roll for initiative, add your dex.
So 20!
9!
9!
I got a 20, so I'm proud of myself.
Good.
Okay, so you guys are right. You were able to peek into the door. And
nobody
look.
Else can see these guys, but
no,
because I'm peeking in.
20-foot wide door.
But I'm just peeking. I know.
Is it, that's not 20, but yeah, it's a 20-foot wide door.
I'm just telling them.
Yeah, it's a big door.
Right.
So it's actually like this whole area, but just it's not totally scale. And they're back here just complaining. And you can see them all, and they all kind of look at you. So I need everybody to roll initiative.
We can talk this out. You know, we're not here to fight.
Initiative.
15.
Yeah, I already rolled.
Boris is 15. The kobolds are 14. Okay, initiative. 9, which is M. Okay. 13, which is Simos.
16,
Clack is before Simos. Before goblins.
And
before Boris.
20.
Dang, dude.
What?
I said, dang.
You rolled 20.
Okay. And Francis.
9.
Nine.
But I have better...
Yeah, he has better dex.
You're at the end, my friend. Okay. So,
I'm at the front, but I'm at the end.
So, you are right behind him.
Let's play some music.
So do you play your,
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing? Okay, roll a d20. Give me your communication.
It's a 13.
Wow. Roll it again.
Yeah, it landed on that thing.
Okay, 7 plus what?
2 and 3.
So
7, 8, 9, 12? Yeah, that's enough. Okay. So you're able to do that. Everybody gets plus 1. They all get our... You guys all get plus 1 or 2?
It's 1. And then you guys get minus 1.
Minus 1.
For 1.
Most rolls. Okay, so you played that, and you're just standing behind the door, and you were able to do that. And you feel this...
I'm a rapper, so...
You're a rapper?
Really?
Wow.
You got the big watch.
Yeah, he's the one who's got the clock, yeah.
Exactly. So,
gold ring.
Speaking of clocks...
That's why you want your brother dead.
Speaking of clocks...
I had to live with that. God knows how many years.
Speaking of clocks, we have Clack.
Oh.
Got a ghetto blaster on your shoulder.
We don't fight you.
It's a squeaky record part
still draw
that gets
dagger.
Me.
Huh?
Draw dagger. We don't fight you.
We don't fight you.
We give you job.
I need you. We give you job. We give you a good job. I need you to give me mind plus communication.
Okay.
So these lizard men like that.
No.
What?
They're not lizardmen. They're kobolds. They're little guys.
That's a 16.
What did you say? No, they're reptilian.
16. Okay.
You just opened the door. Though. Did you just say anything?
He did. No. He opened the door. He didn't say anything. He just opened the door.
I'm at the end of initiative. I'm just kind of staring with my mouth open.
What'd you get?
You never told us 16. What you heard, right?
16. Well, they look back at you and go.
What'd you hear?
They look back at you and go.
I heard complaining and.
Yeah.
It was a flute.
You play instruments. Or be guards. We need guards.
We need guards.
We need backup dancers.
And
backup dancers.
They go. At this point, they look at Boris and they go. They're looking through the door. And they look at Boris. They look at you. They look at all you guys, and they're looking, and they go, "What pay? What you pay us?"
It's not a reaver.
Free drinks.
Guys can have
free drinks.
Diamond drinks.
Feathers.
You guys do have a big rock.
We're doing great, guys.
I'll do that little bit that.
Yeah.
I'll kind of toss it out there.
They all kind of scurried, little toes touching the ground. You can hear the claws.
Hey.
They go to reach it, pick it up, and. They're all kind of just talking and chattering and whatever. And they go. What?
After job.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like a man right now.
So,
awesome.
So you guys are able to
want to be a rock star.
Guys,
we're back.
We're out of combat.
It was like a solid gold.
It was like Trace. It was like
no,
Trace.
Like that show from like the '80s.
Yeah, yeah, solid gold dancers.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So
yeah, we're back up.
Yeah, we have a pack of kobolds.
Awesome.
There's probably actually more than four.
You got any MC Hammer pants for me?
I'm sure the woman can.
Six of them. So.
Oh yeah, back up.
So you guys have these guys, and they're like, okay.
Fist pump.
What you want us to do?
Well, first, which one of you was playing that flute?
And they go, flute.
You know your flute?
Don't worry about it.
We hear harp, lyre. We hear string. We know your flute.
You mean you're not the band?
No, no.
You were going to be our backup singers.
We sing good.
Well, let's try it then.
There was a little flute earlier.
And actually, they break into All for One, All for One's hit classic, I Swear. And they do it. And they do it. And they just break. And then, and in total sequence, they're much better than you guys.
I hate them already.
They're doing the down. They're doing the cross. They're doing the across.
No, they steal spotlight.
And then, control symbols.
RPG, the musical.
Remember singing Fightin' Bulls?
Fightin'
Woods.
How about Stand By Me? Can we all Stand By Me?
They can do it all.
I'm
going to
request Stand By Me. Throw them another little gold chip for Stand
By Me. They're quite good singers.
Honey, stick with us and you will go to the top.
Yes, they will. So they're like, okay, where we go?
Or the top.
The top. Okay.
We don't want these guys down, do we?
Where's the princess?
Yeah, guys, if you notice, there was the little flute person in the forest. I think this is our invisible adversary.
Good idea.
Perhaps the wedding planner is behind us.
So,
what?
That's
gamer logic.
You guys gotta think some crazy thing. Right?
You always have to think crazy stuff. That's the best. So, they go, princess.
We no like princess.
We don't either.
Either, but
we have no one. No one does.
Hey, but she give money.
We hear she have money.
We get paid to play.
We like money.
You help us get the princess, and then we'll go back, and we have a gig there, and you get some of the money as our backup singers.
We love sing. We love money.
Then it's perfect.
Yes, thank you. We show you. We show you where princess is.
Awesome.
So,
Princess Alice in chains.
Princess Alice is in chains. So, they lead you through. I mean, it's room after room after room. All these dungeon rooms.
I'm glad you have kobolds.
Yeah, so they're leading you through, and they're helping you step over traps and all the stuff that kobolds do, and show you just some pit traps and all the different stuff. Well, you get to this door.
I want a hellhound.
You get to the door.
Is one of the kobolds named Elric Clapton?
Elric Clapton. That's a good one. Eldrick Clapton.
We can't leave the kobolds alone. They might kill us.
Yeah, they call him Slowhand. He's the worst thief of all. He's the worst thief of all time.
He was wonderful tonight.
Yes, he was wonderful tonight.
We don't want to hurt them. These guys are bad.
He's down the crossroads. In a white room. Exactly. I can go all night. We know it was in that white room. Okay. So, I'm naming off Eric Clapton songs. So, you guys get to this point, they lead you here, and they go, Princess. Princess. But they say, pass point, very dangerous. Very dangerous.
What happened? Yeah, why dangerous?
Big, bad men.
Point to me, big like me?
Big, no.
Big like
bad.
Me?
Big, but bad. Bad man, like you, but not like you.
Big dragon?
Oh, Gene Simmons, very big. Especially in Europe and Japan. People dress up like him. Go to see him. Weird.
Dress up like dragon?
Yes. So they show you the door, and you can see behind, or not see, but in this area there's some movement going on. You can hear it because they're up there going, and you can tell they start talking. They're starting to talk to one another about. What some tactics could be.
So princess is in there?
No, princess. Princess not in this room. Beyond this room.
Oh, we have to go past.
Beyond this
room. How many big men? One?
No, many. Many big men.
How many fingers?
And one of them pops up and goes, secret way. Secret way.
Secret
and they also
way.
Secret
yes.
way.
Yeah, secret way. Secret way.
That's
yeah.
Big secret way.
That sounds good.
I like what I'm hearing.
You too big. You too big.
I'll chip
no,
off.
I don't
little.
Like that.
I'm going to chip off the guy that the guy that remembered the secret way. I'm going to chip off a little piece. Give it to him.
You too big.
Courage.
You still too big.
I make it bigger.
You too big.
No, I'm not too big.
No.
Loose hat, not too big.
The hat stays on.
You not too big. You right size. You good size. Like us.
Start dusting the cobwebs.
Wait, time out. Can we crawl?
Too big.
Can't like
too big. So, they look at you and go, hey,
So what is it, like a passageway?
It's a hole in the ground. They go to they go back in one of these little areas over here. They lift up a piece of flagstone. And I mean, they're really going for it.
Just a point, my little friends. If we too big, Princess too big to get out.
She's very petite.
No, she's not.
She's not petite.
Here comes the bride. She's the other side. Here comes the bride and the rest of the bride.
And then the rest of the bride.
And then the rest of the bride.
Here comes the groom.
Now we have to rescue the groom. We can get him to rescue.
Yeah, but see, you guys are focused on the princess. But we have a groom too, though. We have a wedding party. You can't have a wedding without a wedding party.
Wait, so we totally forgot about the groom?
He can take care of himself, right?
Yeah. So you guys pick up. He's kind of little. You guys kind of pick up. At least that's what you know. They pick up a little piece of flagstone. They're all like, all holding one side. And I mean, it's literally like maybe this big. It's little. Yeah. But they're really trying to pick it up. And you, even for you, it's pretty small. And give me a perception check.
2 degrees a month.
12. You're pretty sure this stinks real bad.
I look at my clothes. There's got to be a better way.
No, no way. We go with you. We need open door.
Remember, you first.
Do it for the team.
You need to get some of the stink off of you.
And they slide through. And as they slide through, it's slide through. Next one goes, slides through. They all slide through.
I'm glad I'm not a gnome.
Me too. Our halfling.
Take one for the team. You can do it.
You can do it. I believe in you.
Thank you.
So, are you going to go?
Yeah.
Which one are you? Okay. So, you...
The smelly one.
Pop up.
I am now.
Through the other side.
Maybe the princess.
You go through the other side, and you go through the other side, and there's the door that's in the room, and they go through here, and so they start to open the door and start to open it, and one of them opens it and closes it really quickly and goes,
Yes?
No.
Big guy.
And then the little guy looks at the other little guy. They're all kind of. They all kind of. And they start smiling and they. All look right at you. You right size. We too little. You big. There's only you.
Big for what?
No. We too little. You big. You brave. You have money. You powerful.
And through the pipe you hear.
Music.
Through the pipe you hear. For the team!
Shut up. Can we hear it through the hole?
What?
Can we hear anything?
Just from the pipe, you can hear. But,
You're in there? What's going on?
Then you guys,
the princess yet?
No. So then, at that point, you go through and you can hear on the other side of the wall, there is this horrible, horrible sound. And I mean, it's a horrible, horrible sound. You don't even know what to think about it. It's horrible. It's just this person bossing in this deep, guttural voice all of these other people around. It's horrible.
The princess.
Put this over here. This dress makes me look fat.
Oh, God.
Princess,
it's another Francis.
Yeah.
What? Okay. I see, baby.
So,
so you can hear this voice just going, and all these, you can hear the size of hundreds of little beings as this creature of unspeakable disgustingness.
The princess.
From what you can tell.
You're not going to get her through that.
No. The princess.
So, you're...
fling the door open. And I just march right up to her.
And you... She is a giant and has more body hair than you could ever want or imagine. She is not a beautiful woman. She's a handsome woman.
Wait, she's a giant?
No.
She's
a very handsome woman, which is a nice way of saying a woman's ugly.
Okay.
Think of Jabba the Hutt
as a woman in a dress.
She's got more hair than Francis has feathers.
No. Okay, so you walk right in, and she goes,
"Princess,
who are you?
I'm the hero.
Are you here to get me some food? I haven't eaten in like 15 minutes.
Home, take you home.
Home? What makes you think I want to go home?
Your father sent me?
His father, he's always trying to make decisions for me. My mother, she's trying to make decisions for me. Everybody's been trying to make decisions for me. Guess what? I'm making my own decisions. And give you a performance.
Charmer.
What in the crap was that rubbish?
Wait a minute, let me tune it.
Reroll.
What did you roll?
No, tough. For performance, that would be an 8.
Was one more than her.
Reroll.
One more than her will.
Wow.
What does it do?
I'm still into sleep.
Put your sleep.
So at that moment, the ground, you guys in this room feel the ground shake. You feel as if the volcano is about to erupt.
Here comes Gene Simmons. That's what I'm thinking.
So at that sound, everything in this room moves to the other sound side of the room and starts leaving.
I will peek in and see what's going on in there.
It's gonna be a...
What is that? Subterfusion dex?
Yep.
18.
You're able to sneak in, look through the door, and everyone has left that door open. They are all moving, and you can see in this room are gifts and party favors and all kinds of stuff.
Gifts!
Francis is going to get some new dresses. She can make a couple dresses out of one.
Exactly.
I've died and gone to heaven.
Okay. So, you have a sleeping bride in a room full of sleeping lots of little minions, goblins and orcs and whatever. They just kind of don't do anything because they're all the weak, you know, bridal party.
Meat shields.
Very much so. So you can see that they are all just kind of sleeping on the floor. You guys can see a room full of presents, and we're going to take a 5-minute break.
Okay.
So, you guys, Seamus, the gnome, has just put the lovely bride to be asleep. You guys, the rest of you, are in a room full of presents and party favors and all kinds of stuff.
Where'd the other guys go that were in that room? Where'd the guys that were in that room go?
They went through the door. You can't see where they went. Okay.
Well, let's move on through, I guess. Actually, let's take a look at some of these presents.
Yeah, you guys just find various just presents that it looks like
crystal bowls and stuff
just
like that.
Random. It looks like stuff that villains have, like these raiding parties have found, and they found all this stuff and they just put it, rewrapped it. You know what I mean? They're regifting.
All right.
white elephant gifts.
Yes.
Alright. Well,
what are you gonna do?
Open the gifts!
There doesn't seem to be much of
I'm gonna go through the next room.
Okay. So as you go through to the next room, it's a great hall. Like not like a great hall room, but a giant hallway. It's a giant, giant hallway, and you can see light coming through one of the corners, one of the sides, like light coming through. Looks like a doorway or something. And there's chatter. There's all kinds of stuff going on in there.
What kind of chatter?
Just confusion, whatever.
Okay, I'll go down and kind of peek around the corner.
And as you peek around the corner, it's all of these creatures at a doorway, standing, looking at this gentleman right here, with surrounded. It looks like as if it's like they all fell in a pattern just around him in a circle. And he's kind of just there like...
So you put a whole bunch of them to sleep?
Yeah,
because we know what he does.
Yes, you know exactly what he does. So,
and all the guys that were with us put to sleep too?
No.
So what happened?
They ran away somewhere else.
They stayed in the room behind me.
I don't understand what happened.
His heart puts people to sleep.
So, the princess here you are.
Me, so I put her to sleep.
This one's you, right?
Yeah. And try to charm her. Didn't want her one after him.
So they're all still back here from the other room. And you guys are like coming around here. Oops, do you see it?
Yeah, the great hall.
Coming around here through the hall.
I'm peeking around the corner.
You guys are all still in the room.
I'd probably be up with them.
Okay, which one are you? Oh, you're this one.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are just up here.
I come too.
You guys are all in this hall. I kind of just use him right there. That's kind of where we're at. So he's in here, and there's a group that you are like standing right behind. It's only like two or three, and they don't look that big to you. Like, these guys don't look that big.
What are they?
They're just orcs, but they're not anything. They're not too big.
Well,
they're
like the kobolds.
You were kind of like, well, what's the deal? Why would they?
We can take them.
Are they asleep or no?
No, they just walked into the room. You guys, it's been like 3 seconds. They ran.
They
you guys
running?
Came in right after. They were looking around, and you just kind of followed them. Like,
if I see orcs, die orcs.
Okay.
No, we don't fight.
So you
who put the ogre in the dress.
So they are totally unaware of what's going on. You're behind them. Just give me a just normal attack roll or something.
10 plus 2, 12.
Yeah, easily you were able to attack them. Just give me whatever your
4 damage.
Yeah, that guy just falls to the ground. The other guy kind of looks at you and goes, and then looks at everybody behind you and kind of goes, it stops. There's only two of them. It wasn't like, and you could tell these guys weren't like warriors. They were just helpers. You know? And you're like, this is kind of confusing. Do you know what I mean?
We vanquished them.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And so, the prince, yeah. And so they go, you know.
Yeah, I'm like,
How are we going to get her out?
I didn't think that far ahead. She was just
Crane. Me and Crane.
She wouldn't shut up.
The other woman out here. We may have to charm the Gene Simmons to fly her out.
You may.
I'm surprised he was able to carry her out of there.
I'm surprised he kept her around.
Hey, he's a dragon. They don't care.
Okay, so.
The princess is a princess.
That's right.
So, you guys, you have the princess. You do not have the rest of the wedding party.
I think we can leave now.
Well, let's go through that other door then.
Okay, as you go through the other door, you come to a giant room that has been decorated for a wedding. Huge. And as you guys walk in, you can see what?
You hear the flute?
you hear a flute, but as you guys walk in, you hear something. It's really interesting. You hear the flute, but this is interesting. You can see in the corner a big black dragon sitting in the corner, and he turns around and is putting on his tuxedo, putting on his
tie,
his bow tie.
Wait, are you getting... Wait, what?
Wait a second, what? And you can see, sitting on the stage, bound and gagged, is the entire wedding party on the stage. And sitting up there... Well, everybody. Everybody's up on the stage.
I thought maybe he was marrying the prince.
Oh, no. It's not legal in that state. So.
I don't think Gene Simmons cares what's legal.
No,
wait, is the princess marrying the dragon?
Is the princess marrying the dragon?
Are you sure your mind is 13?
Okay, so you guys come in and he kind of goes, quite unexpected.
We're the band.
I don't need a band. I have a band. And he turns his wing, pulls around, and you see zombie versions of Sir James.
What?
Hatfield.
I wonder where those bodies were.
Sir James Hatfield the Metallic.
Mad Ozzy.
Father Dio the Holy Diver is a zombie who's going to officiate the wedding. You have the Mad Mage Osborne of Osborne. You have Alice Cooperstein, the Patchwork Man. All of them zombies.
Wake up, Alice.
All there with their band stuff on. He says, I have my own band.
Okay, I guess we're not needed.
We battle. Battle
it's
of bands.
It's a battle of the bands.
Skullbombs, we need you.
No, it is a battle of the bands. So at this point, there has been this change, and the princess is now sitting on the stage. The princess is sitting on the stage, and there's going to be this battle of the bands. And Gene Simmons is up there with his bass and his singing as the dragon. And they're all up there, James Hatfield, and then whatever. They're all in their spaces.
There's no chance against these three.
We got the kobolds accompanying.
Yeah, we have the kobolds.
And the kobolds are in tow with you.
But these guys
are
really
you guys and you guys. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to see who goes first. Everybody give me initiative.
What?
Okay, five. Okay. You guys are going to go first. Unless you really did horrible.
6, 13, 8, 12,
18.
What?
18.
18?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys get to go first. Now, this is pure performance. And what I need you to do is I need you to describe what you're doing. And when you describe it to me, I'll give you a bonus of some type. To describe what song you're doing. Not just what song you're doing, but what you look like, all that stuff. So we're just gonna go from left to right.
I
need you to make me a performance roll. And basically for every success I'll give you, however many things. So go.
I'm gonna play my heaviest heavy metal, the loudest. Most obnoxious. I'm gonna go running in, charging in, slide in on my knees, flip up the back of my kilt, and just start, and then get down like
below
the ground.
Okay.
And I'm just gonna rock that last.
So I'll give you a plus five. So just keep rolling.
20.
Yes. Yes, you were able to.
Plus, that's natural.
That's a nat 20. You. Plus. Like smoke, everything blew up.
Everybody's like,
it was awesome. Everybody's like freaking out. This is amazing. Oh my god!
I made it to the second round.
Yes, you did. Go.
I'm gonna leap onto his shoulder.
Oh,
cymbal clash.
Now it's all good. Only an 11.
Only 11, but I'll give you a plus 2 for ingenuity. So you got 13. So that, I'm going to say, is a success.
I grab my pimp hat back on, throw my feather, rip my shirt over.
Whoa.
Oh, this is a family show.
Little chest hair there.
Yeah.
Oh.
18.
Little David. Had you got David Hasselhoff it?
Yes.
Man, you were, whatever else you want to get.
Yes, 23. You were able to easily. This is they're starting to get disheartened over what's happening here. They were not expecting. They were not expecting this much rock.
I grab my drum and just. I mean, I'm playing it, but then I just. I want to skip to the end and just crash it all on the ground.
You just break it already.
Yes.
Okay.
Already.
Give me a roll.
too fast.
Is that a one or
no,
a four?
No, it's a five. Nine.
Yeah, you maybe a little too quickly went to the crescendo, and everybody's kind of like, really? The room is full of goblins and kobolds and goblins, kobolds, and orcs. Spill. So they're just like, you just run, and they don't know what to think. What do you do?
I'm going to be playing my lyre and rapping at the same time.
Playing your lyre and rapping. You will be the first crossover band ever. So yeah, it's huge. It was like the first time Biohazard and Onyx played together. So there you go. Just roll your d20. 18. Man, you were rapping, and it was like faster than Twister, and you went for it. Yeah, exactly. So this is to make some collisions, and he's pounding heads and going, okay, you got it. Yes, you win.
If he's a half elf, he should be 50 cents.
Yeah, 50 cents. Yeah.
Half a dollar. Half a dollar.
50%.
So what do you do?
Okay, I am going to go for, you know, a little bit of a transition for variety. A mournful song. My dragon heart will go on and on.
Yes, near, far, wherever you are. Exactly.
That's right.
So you...
This is like the most weird song ever.
We got to show the variety that we're able to...
A six plus two plus two is ten.
Ten, I'll give you a five because it was so beautiful. You were able to almost woo them. It was pretty hard, though. I don't know. They were... But collectively, you guys did well. They hear that.
Put them over.
They hear that. There's the meter. The clappo meter. They're trying to see how this all goes.
The clacko meter.
Clacko meter. They're playing all this and they just don't know what's going on. Well, at this point, Gene Simmons and his zombie band, they come and the zombie band comes and they just go back, and at this point there's a light that shines behind them. The smoke starts to rise and Gene Simmons just does this. And little fire starts coming up from the ground. And you realize it's just a bunch of people little trying to light little pieces of paper, throw it up in the air. And
know what you're doing.
And then it's like, yeah. And then there's this spotlight that shines on Gene Simmons, and he puts his tongue out. And it's really gross, but the girls love it. Some weird music. It's so strange. It doesn't make any sense. And James Hatfield does one of those, and they do that, and oh, yeah, they're all going crazy, and man, they go up, and one of them does the splits. David Lee Roth zombie flies in and hit somebody over the head with a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Elric Clapton.
Yeah, Elric Clapton plays on your team, though, so, you know,
that's
there
right.
You go.
He plays Black Razor.
Yes, he does.
Or whatever it is. What is it?
So, they play well. Your battle goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and it seems like there's going to be no end. Seems like there's going to be no end at all.
I saved my final move. You know what that is?
What's your final move?
Well, not this one. I'm gonna set my guitar on fire. Well, that's the classic, right?
It is the classic, and then you smash it.
to where you guys have all gotten to the point where every single musician, zombies and everyone, has all destroyed all of your musical instruments. Because that's what happens when you rock this hard.
And we destroy the hotel too.
It was horrible. There was goats and human fecal and land sharks and everything.
Mud sharks.
It was disgusting. It was gross. It was a very white room, and now it's not. This is like Mr. Brownstone was in there. So you guys do this, and eventually the Gene Simmons tries it. He goes, "Enough of this battle of bands stuff." He goes, "I'm done with you," and he goes up, breathes in, and is about to envelop you in his disgusting stench breath when light shines from the ceiling.
The gods. The rock.
Elvis.
And Elvis says,
"Hey, you gotta follow the rules.
You lost, Gene. You know the rules, Gene. You used to be one of us. You used to be one of us, and then you turned. You turned evil, Gene Simmons. Not like Elvis and the rest of us rock and rollers who were also bad. But you were really bad. Super, super bad. Doing bad stuff. And we thought you'd try to break this curse with that girl. And we're not going to let you. These guys won fair and square. So you better let them go." And at that point, Gene Simmons is powerless, helpless dragon. So weak, feeble. And you all take the princess.
We all have to carry her.
It's difficult.
Actually, Gene Simmons picks her up and drops her off because she's that heavy. And you bring the whole wedding party there. You bring them back. The people crowd around you and cheer. And it is after the wedding ceremony. The princess and the prince have been married. The prince looks very unhappy. And
sorry, dude.
They look very unhappy. But at the end, there's this giant stage, and you are known and heralded as the great heroes of Lucidia and Utopia.
We are the champions.
You are the champions, my friends. There's no time for losers, because you're the champions of the world. So you get back, huge ceremony. You are known as the
free
greatest.
Drinks.
Free drinks. You get your puppy. And you win. You've won D&D. It doesn't happen very often. And you won. You won D&D as the worst class ever. So good job, guys.
Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven Podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.